Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. The commander-in-chief says the Iran war finish line is in sight.
President Trump told reporters he sees an end to the U.S. war effort against Iran.
I think we're 2 or 3 weeks in. We'll leave. Because there's no reason for us to do this.
He was asked about the war's impact on Americans, especially at the gas pump.
We're $4, yeah, and we have a country that's not going to be throwing a nuclear weapon at us in six months.
But Americans are feeling the effects in the interim.
And they're also feeling a lot safer.
What is the plan to bring them back down?
All I have to do is leave Iran, and we'll be doing that very soon. And they'll become tumbling down.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Those remarks by the president echo those he delivered last night in his address from the White House. Republican congressional leaders are pursuing a plan to try to end the 7-week partial government shutdown.
According to the plan, the Department of Homeland Security would be fully funded except for ICE and U.S. Customs and Border Patrol. It's an approach House Speaker Mike Johnson called a joke just a few days ago. But now he and Senate Majority Leader John Thune will try and get it passed. It represents a do-over of what the Senate passed last week, but was rejected by House Republicans. GOP leaders hope to fund immigration operations at a later date. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Parts of Northern California have been rattled by a 4.6 earthquake. Many say they felt their home shake for a few seconds early this morning across a 100-mile stretch, including San Francisco. Four astronauts are on their way to a flight around the moon. It's humanity's first lunar voyage in more than 50 years, and it's a leadoff in NASA's plan for a lunar landing a couple of years down the road. On Wall Street, ahead of this morning's opening bell, stock futures deep in the red. The Dow futures down just over 600 points. NASDAQ futures off 447 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Health insurance rates are surging in America, leaving millions without affordable options. If you're sick of having paychecks eaten up by healthcare costs or dealing with mega corporations, then listen to this. Christians don't need to waste money on a broken system. That's why I want to tell you about Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's an alternative to traditional health insurance at half the cost. With CHM, fellow believers contribute monthly to help pay each other's medical bills. There's no enrollment period, so you can join anytime. And you aren't restricted to provider networks, so you choose the doctors and hospitals you want. It's that simple. CHM is not insurance. It's a ministry that puts faith into action. Feel the difference of financial support and biblical care from fellow believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
Good morning. It's 9:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Annapolis police are still investigating the death of a man whose body was found under the College Creek Bridge. Officers were called to the 300 block of Rao Boulevard at around 4:30 on Monday afternoon and discovered the body, which had no obvious signs of foul play. The body was taken to the medical examiner's office in Baltimore for an autopsy. Police have not released the man's name or age. And Fox 45 reports that after passing in the House with strong support, a bill titled Advancing Equal Educational Opportunities for All Students in Maryland is set to be heard. And in the state, it was heard yesterday at the core. House Bill 649 is about making sure that when Maryland students experience discrimination, there's a clear, reliable, and timely place to turn at the state level. Stein on Sports. And the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
Hi, this is Sean Casey. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. For years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. Now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. During fall weather, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather is changing, and now's the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
WCBM News Time 9:05. I'm Maggie Hunter reporting for Stein on Sports. The Orioles avoided a home sweep and beat the Texas Rangers 8-3 in its series finale. Taylor Ward and Jeremiah Jackson each drove in two runs in the victory. Taylor Rogers allowed two runs over six innings to pick up the win, and Albert Suarez secured his first save of the year. The Orioles will hit the road on Friday to face off with the Pittsburgh Pirates. And in other news, the team's transferred infielder Jordan Westberg to the 60-day injured list. WCBM News Time 9:05. The Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast coming up next.
If you're taking a closer look at your financial future, now is the time to talk with someone you trust. Own a business and want to understand your valuation or start planning an exit strategy? Maybe you want a fresh set of eyes on your investment portfolio. That's where Tim Herr, financial advisor at RBC Wealth Management, comes in. Tim explains things clearly, helps you build a plan, giving you confidence and moving forward. Connect with Tim Herb, RBC Wealth Management. Take the next step toward a more secure financial future.
RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC. Registered investment advisor and member NYSE FINRA SIPC.
WCBM News Time 9:06. Here's the forecast from the Fox 45 Weather Authority.
Your Fox 45 forecast. Today will be a cool day with temperatures rising to the mid-50s. Skies will be cloudy throughout the day. Overnight, some patchy fog is possible as temperatures drop to the upper 40s. Tomorrow, it's back to partly cloudy skies with high temperatures approaching the 80s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Jasmine Lomax for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
56 degrees in Westminster, 58 in Easton, and 53 in Kearney. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now. Woo! On Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning, good morning. Happy Thursday. Yes, it's Thursday. You still got to be productive today, okay? It's not Friday just yet. You're almost there. I will say I'm a little disappointed in the weather, but I'm not going to comment too much on it. I think things are going to be looking a bit better over the weekend, so I'll be happy and excited about that. Also, a little update. My daughter is speaking to me. She's just fine with me. I know we had the breakdown, the meltdown yesterday on April Fool's Day. And, yeah, my prank didn't go over so well. And I'm heartbroken over it. So after school yesterday, I picked her up and we went right to Five Below where she was having, you know, her little mini shopping spree where she got a bunch of different things. And so she's fine. She's fine. In case you were worried about it. And look, I was worried, too. I did not think that she was going to be so upset because I was pretending to kind of leave her behind in the morning. And I pretended that there was like this major crisis here at the station. And I was running out the door. And I opened the garage to give it a little more, like a little more feel of reality. Right? Like it was happening. And meanwhile, she started crying. And I was like, oh my gosh. And I didn't realize at 9 years old, you know, the thought of your mom running out the door was still going to be so hurtful that you would be in tears. But she was in tears. She was in tears. And so I apologized. She said she's okay, in case you were wondering. I know Brian, the producer, was very concerned about Olivia. He knows Olivia, and he was concerned about her. So, Brian, she's doing well. All right. We got lots to talk about today, of course. Trump's message to the world, not just to the nation, but to the world, as far as our latest in Iran. And I do want you to weigh in very early here in the morning, if you could. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. We're going to get right into where we currently stand, which also goes with our question of the day. Also, birthright citizenship. Yes, you had President Trump in the Supreme Court yesterday listening to, you know what, I would say some nonsense. Ketanji Brown Jackson, she never disappoints with the nonsense. But, you know, birthright citizenship, obviously this has been a debate for quite some time. I know many of you have called the show previously to talk about your thoughts on what it truly means. So we'll talk about that as well. Artemis II. Has launched from the Kennedy Space Center, and I've got a little bit of sound. The sound is a little different than you might think. We're not going to just, you know, listen to, you know, the launch itself. I wanted to show you proof that our Baltimore County Executive, Kathy Doesn't Want to Work Clausmeyer, she is alive and well. She actually posted a video about the Artemis II launch, and that is because one of the astronauts is actually a native of Baltimore County in Cockeysville. So I just want you to hear that sound. It's not anything, it's not a big deal, but I just thought, you know what? This is ridiculous. We got some serious issues in Baltimore County, especially when it comes to juvenile crime. And the times that she shows herself, like the times that she shows up, you're just like, really? Really? So anyways, we will talk just a bit about that. And at 10 o'clock, we'll be joined by Tory Snow. He's got his latest op-ed in the Baltimore Sun. It's about Maryland affordability. Honestly, everybody's talking about how unaffordable it is to live here in the state of Maryland. You've got people leaving the state in droves, and I understand why. So we'll talk to Tory at 10 o'clock, and then Josh Knack, he'll join us at 11 o'clock. He is a legal analyst, and he works with many of the candidates here across the state of Maryland, and he's also one of the younger voters. So we talk a lot about the gubernatorial race. We talk a lot about the Republican candidates that we have. You know, last week we were in Annapolis. We had that big debate, which really was well done. Again, well done, Anne Arundel County. But we're not, you know, I don't think we're really hearing from the younger voters. How do they feel about the Republican candidates? You know, which direction are they leading in the gubernatorial race? So we'll talk to Josh at 11 o'clock. So it's going to be a great show. Of course, we're going to also get into Governor Wes Moore. And look, and I said this just a minute ago on the live feed. If you ever want to look at the show live from 9 to 9:30, you can on Rumble, X, and Facebook, by the way. Kim Klasick is the name. And I was just mentioning Carter Elliott is Governor Wes Moore's spokesperson, right, for the campaign, all right, which is different, obviously, from in the office. But you can tell the poll numbers that we discussed yesterday showing that, you know, Governor Wes Moore, his popularity in the state is declining. People don't trust him in the state. They don't like the fact that nothing's affordable in the state. And so Gary Collins with Spotlight on Maryland, he caught up with a couple voters in Baltimore City. And we do have the sound for you. We'll play that next hour. We'll get into the conversation. But, you know, with all this discussion surrounding Governor Moore, you can kind of see the panic now. With his team. And I didn't realize this. I don't know, Brian, the producer, did you know this? So on opening day, we knew that he was booed, right? Those boos were heard around the country. I love how they're trying to play it off and downplay it. They're like, oh, this is was manufactured by Sinclair. No, no, my guy. This is a national conversation. Anyways, I didn't realize that he wasn't just booed at the gate. He was also heckled at Pickles Pub. Now, if you're not from Baltimore or the region in general and you've never been to an Orioles game, everybody hangs out at Pickles Pub before the game. That's kind of like you go and do the pre-gaming over there, right? And he was there behind the bar. And don't worry, I've got sound for you, so you don't have to try to imagine this. But he was heckled, and it was pretty bad. It was pretty bad. I would think the heckling, honestly, that should have been the lead story. That should have been the lead story because I did not realize it. I did not realize that he was heckled worse than he was booed there on the field. So anyways, we're going to get into all those things. First, like I said, I want to get your thoughts on President Trump's remarks last night in regards to Iran. And of course, the tone of his speech. I want to know your thoughts on the tone. And then I kind of want to know, you know, what did you learn new in all of this? I mean, did you learn anything new? Do you think that, you know, he was able to strongly get his point across? I got a little bit of sound that I'll play for you, and then I want to get your thoughts on the other side. Take a listen.
Thanks to the progress we've made, I can say tonight that we are on track to complete all of America's military objectives shortly, very shortly. We're going to hit them extremely hard over the next 2 to 3 weeks. We're going to bring them back to the Stone Ages where they belong. In the meantime, discussions are ongoing. Regime change was not our goal. We never said regime change, but regime change has occurred because of all of their original leaders' death. They're all dead. The new group is less radical and much more reasonable. Yet if during this period of time no deal is made, we have our eyes on key targets. If there is no deal, we are going to hit each and every one of their electric generating plants very hard and probably simultaneously. We have not hit their oil, even though that's the easiest target of all, because it would not give them even a small chance of survival or rebuilding. but we could hit it and it would be gone, and there's not a thing they could do about it.
All right. So as President Trump last night, and at 9 p.m. Eastern, he did. He made this big, I guess you could say, press conference, this big briefing with this current news out of Iran. And there are a lot of people weighing in online. But like I said, I want to kind of get your thoughts on it as well, if you could. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. I noticed that, you know, first and foremost, it kind of, what he revealed last night, in my view, are kind of things that we already knew. And this is just my opinion on it. I thought that he did a great job kind of outlining that we're not pulling out. I think that was another concern. And we talked about this, I think it was on Monday. And I said, you know, if he's in, you know, Iran and we're doing all this when it comes to, you know, trying to, and he says no regime change. But I mean, look, I mean, let's be honest. When you take out their leader, there's going to be a regime change. That's just kind of what it is. And so for me, I thought, all right, if you're already in there and you're in this deep, are you really going this far just to come this far? No, but there was a lot of chatter, even in the media, the mainstream news, that we were going to pull out and say, all right, you know, it is what it is, and we got done, we got done. And I said on Monday, I said, no. We're here. We're already paying $4 a gallon for gas. Finish the job. You know, finish the job. And so there were so many people chatting online saying, oh, you know, that whole taco thing, Trump chickens out or whatever. They said he's going to do that again. He's not going to go through with this. We're losing and da, da, da. And so I said, no. He's not going to do that. So for me, last night, what he did for me was confirm that he's not just pulling out. He did say we're going to go on for another 2 or 3 weeks. I say in my mind, stop saying that with the 2 or 3 weeks, or the 2 weeks here, 2 weeks there. Just get the job done. I think anybody would understand it. You don't have to try to put a time on it. I know that many people online are chatting, saying, oh, he said that we were going into a forever war and blah, blah, blah. Let them chat. Let them talk. Who cares? I don't care. Let them talk. If they want to, you know, act like this is dragging out for a very long time, it's been, what, 32, 33 days? Let them talk. It has not been that long. It's not a forever war. And so, to me, you know, he really confirmed for me that we're still going strong. And I thought he also did a great job of basically telling our so-called allies, I'll put those in quotations, our allies, look, if you don't want to help us out, that's fine. Go in the Strait, get your own oil, and we're not going to forget about this. And I think that's what he really did. And I did. I watched Sean Hannity last night, and just a bit after President Trump made his remarks. You probably saw he had on Senator Lindsey Graham. And Senator Graham said, look, if we're pulling out of NATO, then we pull out of NATO. I mean, are they truly our allies? I mean, they've been taking advantage of us financially and in every way for decades. Are they really our allies? It's almost like we've been friends with people that don't really like us, right? And they've been taking advantage of us, and they've been using us. And, of course, you know, you want to have allies. You want to, you know, of course you do. But at the same time, are they really our friends? I'm not so certain that they're all our friends. Now, I do wonder what President Zelensky was thinking when he was watching those comments last night. I do wonder. So I don't know. We'll see what happens. I want to get your thoughts on it. I also just wanted to mention the question of the day kind of goes along with this, of course, at WCBM.com. Let's see. I'll go back. I have to refresh this. Sorry, on my side. But I do want to ask you, are you satisfied with our current position in Iran? Are you satisfied with our current position in Iran? After you heard what you heard last night, are you okay with where we currently stand? Did you not learn a whole lot? You know, you could be one of those individuals that think that, you know what, he didn't really tell us much of anything. Oh, you know what? Many of you are already taking part in this poll. I forgot. It goes up on Facebook a little bit before I even announce it. Right now, it's 66% of you say, yes, you are currently satisfied. 34% say, no, you're not satisfied. Look, as the gas prices go up, I can understand how some people aren't so excited. I get that. I do get that. But at the same time, I do understand we're already in this. Like, what would you rather do? To that 34%, what would you rather do? Would you rather us pull out? Would you rather us put boots on the ground immediately and fight harder? I mean, you know, I would like to know your thoughts. Now, some people might be thinking, all right, well, why do we have to put our boots on the ground? Does it have to be American boots? Don't know. Don't know. That's why I want to get your thoughts on this. I also wanted to ask, your opinion, if you want to give it. How do you feel if we end up pulling out of NATO? How do you feel about that one? Would that concern you at all? Like I said before, I don't know if I would be concerned. I don't know. Let's see what some of the callers have to say. Good morning to you. How are you? What would you like to say apart on the... Alex Harlan, good morning to you. What are your thoughts here at Iran?
Oh, man. So I got a couple things to talk about here with this. So, you know, when I first got on your show, it was like last year in the summer, I talked about how, like, regardless of what a country is like, what their position is, when you have a nuclear weapon, you have a seat at the negotiating table. And so I kind of go back to this perspective of, yes, it's, you know, the prices of gases are going up, and I mean, everybody's feeling it at the pump, which obviously no one is happy about, but to me, I see that as a pretty small trade-off to ensuring that Iran does not have the ability to attack us. Because if you also look at, I mean, perfect example of this is North Korea. They're the Hermit Kingdom. They have a nuclear weapon, so we have to answer them whenever they start test-launching nuclear missiles. Like, they could run an extortion racket on us if they wanted to.
Right, right.
So again, I think that the objective is clear of just preventing them from having nuclear capabilities, because I don't want a nation that chants death to America to have a means of actually causing death to Americans.
Right. So, Alex Harlan, just so you guys know, Alex Harlan is running for office here in Baltimore County. Alex, I wanted to ask, so you want to go in and possibly get the uranium?
Not necessarily go in and get the uranium, just ensure that they don't have the means of having not only a nuclear weapon, but also a delivery system that can reach the United States or our allies. I don't think we need to go into like some sort of like conquest and mining and all of that.
Okay.
I just don't want them to have a nuclear weapon.
All right. I think many people would agree with that. Alex Harlan, how's the race going before I let you go?
Oh, the race is going great. So we got some meetings ticking back up now that it's April. It's starting to get a little bit warmer out. I've been in contact with a couple vineyards to see if I can do a little wine night as a fundraiser coming up. So be on the lookout for that. We've just knocked over 2,600 doors, and we're just going to keep at it.
Well, Alex Harlan, I appreciate you calling in. I know you're working hard. You know I follow you on social media. I'm running in District 42A. Alex, we'll talk soon. Thank you for weighing in.
Thanks, Kim. Have a good one.
Thanks. You too. Again, he's running in 42A. And this is and Alex is also a firefighter, by the way, so check him out. It is Thursday, but we do have our friend Tim Herb with RBC Wealth Management on the line because, of course, tomorrow is Good Friday. So we're going to talk to Tim today. Good morning, Tim. How are you doing?
I'm well. Happy Thursday, Kim. How are you?
I'm doing well. I know this is not, we don't usually speak on Thursday, so I wonder, you know, after what happened here on Wednesday and, you know, Trump's comments last night, I'm wondering what's going on.
Well, I did hear a comment. I don't know if you heard this comment or yet, not, or if you heard the comment or maybe you didn't hear it yet, Kim, but about bringing Iran back to the Stone Ages where they belong.
Yeah, yes.
I mean, you know, apparently, you know, President Trump, you know, had mentioned that, I guess, last night over the next, you know, 2 to 3 weeks. You know, we're going to bring them back to the Stone Ages where they belong. I think that was the end quote. You know, so we go from a day where yesterday, yes, I mean, U.S. equities finishing higher. Everything right now, by the way, Kim, is tied to what's going on with the conflict, with this war between the U.S. and Iran, clearly, because the equity markets finished higher yesterday with some positive comments that, you know, this war may be coming to an end very soon within a matter of weeks, right? And obviously, momentum carries the market higher. Many of your technology names, your higher beta stocks, retail investor favorites, all fared well yesterday. I mean, big technology stocks mostly higher across the board. Google was probably the standout out of the Magnificent Seven, but we had other outperforming sectors of our economy yesterday, which was great, and I think added a little bit of confidence to investors, considering that the last 10 out of 11 weeks, the NASDAQ has been in negative territory, Kim, and the S&P 500 down for the last 5 weeks, right? And you heard me talk about that earlier in the week about what the quarterly returns were for the first quarter of this year, 2026, in addition to the monthly returns in the month of March last month. They weren't great. They haven't been, you know, this volatile in quite some time. So I think it's created, essentially some a concern, and uncertainty creates that concern for investors right now here to start the new year. And yesterday, Dow was up 0.48, caught a half a percent. S&P up 0.72%. NASDAQ was up in positive territory, also up over a full percent, 1.2%. And then the Russell 2000 up 0.6%. So things were great. Then we get in here this morning, of course, and all this talk last night with the president's speech, this address that he delivered, providing some updates again on the conflict overseas with Iran. And now all of a sudden, you know, this comment, we're seeing a surge in oil prices here this morning. West Texas Intermediate crude futures were up about 12%, over $112 a barrel here pre-market. So, you know, oil prices are higher. That's going to create some inflationary concerns, Kim. You know, the markets are still kind of just tied in to what President Trump has to say. And yes, you're right. Today's the last trading day of this holiday shortened week, with tomorrow being Good Friday. The markets are closed in observance of Good Friday, Kim. So we do have some reports coming out tomorrow. The March job report will come out for the release on Friday morning. But again, across the board, markets seem to be really focusing on what's happening with this conflict. So the Dow futures pre-market are down 619 points. S&P 500 futures, Kim, are off 98 points, and the NASDAQ futures down 464 points. Not the best report to give you going into the holiday weekend, Kim, but have a happy Easter holiday, and I look forward to rejoining you on Monday morning.
Happy Easter. Thanks, Tim.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer, serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. They're my guys.
Hey, you guys, listen up.
Hi, it's Sean Casey. Last year sold out fast. If you missed it, here's your chance. The second annual WCBM Pints and Politics, Thursday, April 23rd from 5 to 7 p.m. at Michael's Cafe and Timonium. I'll be hosting a live, unscripted fireside conversation with a special guest. No script, no spin, just a straight conversation about what is really happening right now. Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Tickets are just $25 and include light hors d'oeuvres and your WCBM pint glass. Seating is limited. Don't wait. Get your tickets now at WCBM.com, and I will see you there.
Find out the truth and hear the stories other media won't cover. Listen here and tell your friends, family, and co-workers to turn on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Man, so oil's gone up. I think a lot of people woke up this morning and knew that was going to happen after Trump's remarks last night. I'm going to get right into the phone lines here. Obviously, I got some comments coming in, too, on Facebook. Sean says, no American boots on the ground. Sean, I think a lot of people feel the same way. I've got Bob in Towson. Bob, what say you on this?
Oh, good morning, Kim. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Yes, I think everything the president said was pretty much spot on. I think it's like he mentioned. I believe that this is something should have been taken care of right after our hostages were taken and the Marines were killed. And everybody just kept kicking the ball down the road thinking this was going to go away. And I'm very happy that finally somebody, I prayed for this, I'm going to be honest with you, because I have friends that are Iranian by birth, and they've been over here for many, many years, and, you know, they're just ecstatic. But anyhow, I had one bone, you know, they had killed so many gay men, and they had killed so many women, and so many people over there, it's not even funny. This is the 21st century. We can't live like this anymore. It has to stop, but when we took out that supreme leader, one of my main things about him that I hated was that he called himself the supreme leader. Now, Kim, I don't know how old you are, but there's only one supreme leader. You know who that is?
The man upstairs.
No, Diana Ross. And somebody.
I should have known, Bob.
No, but somebody trying to impersonate my lady. I mean, come on, give me a break.
Yeah. No, you're right. I guess, Bob, I think a lot of people feel the same way you do. I think it's interesting, though. There's a lot of people on the left that don't seem to get what's going on, as you said, to those that are in the gay community, but even in the women. They have no rights over there at all.
Yeah, it's true. And where are, like, all the feminists?
Yeah, where are they? That's a great question.
There were a time they were everywhere. Where are they now?
Yeah. Well, Bob, thank you so much. I hope you have a great weekend. Happy Easter to you.
a happy Easter to you and have a nice weekend as well. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, we get back. We'll continue this conversation. I got another caller here. I see a lot of text messages coming through. Look, I understand where people are saying no boots on the ground. I get that. You know, I would love to hear from our allies. You know, what's next in this conversation? We've helped them out how many times? Where are they? It's like we're getting jumped, and they're not helping us at all. All right, we get back. We'll discuss more. Stay right there.
SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump says the Iran war is nearing an end and should be over very soon. In last night's address to the nation, the president said that Operation Epic Fury has neutralized the Iranian threat, nuclear and otherwise. Launched last night from Florida's Kennedy Space Center, four astronauts are on their way to the moon. It's the Artemis II mission. There will be no moonwalk this time, but it does set the stage for one at a later date. House Speaker Johnson and Senate Majority Leader Thune say they've agreed on a plan that would fully fund the Department of Homeland Security. The agreement puts the leaders on the same page, raising hopes for an end to the longest ever partial government shutdown. Following yesterday's rally this morning, stock futures have been sharply lower. The Dow futures down more than 600 points ahead of the opening bell. More details at srnnews.com.
Do you have a mortgage payment that no longer fits your fixed income? It could be a regular mortgage or a home equity line of credit. At one time, that monthly payment was more manageable. Now it leaves you with less money to work with each month. A lot of homeowners refinanced years ago because it made their finances easier to manage. A reverse mortgage works in a similar way. It's a refinance that removes that monthly payment. The reason you refinanced before was to give yourself a financial reset. A reverse mortgage can help you do that again. When someone calls me, the first thing I do is listen. I want to understand what's going on with your finances. Sometimes a reverse mortgage makes sense, sometimes it doesn't. The only way to know is to talk it through. If your mortgage payment is starting to control what you can and can't do each month, let's have a conversation. When you call 410-788-7070, you'll speak directly with me, Mark McVeary. The number again is 410-788-7070.
AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolball. Victor Wembanyama amassed 41 points and 18 rebounds to lead the Spurs to their 10th straight win, 127-113 against the Warriors.
We still want to attack 82 games, so we can't miss out on games like this.
Jaylen Brown's 43 points powered the Celtics past the Heat, 147-129. DeMar DeRozan scored 28 to pass Dominique Wilkins for 17th place on the NBA's all-time scoring list. College basketball, Kansas men's coach Bill Self is returning for a 24th season with the Jayhawks. MLB, Paul Goldschmidt hit a three-run homer in the Yankees' 5-3 win over the Mariners. Sandy Alcantara threw the first complete game of the MLB season with a 93-pitch shutout in the Marlins' 10-0 rout of the White Sox, and Tiger Woods has formally turned down the Ryder Cup captaincy as he steps away from golf activities. Gethin Coolbaugh, AP Sports.
I'm Kim Klasick. I want to introduce you to my friend and great patriot, Rod Winstead. Rod is a United States Naval officer and has been practicing law in Maryland for 33 years.
Hey, thanks, Kim. It's attorney Rod Winstead. You know, I've been advertising with you for some time now, but I want your listeners to know that I can help them with many different legal matters. I advertise here because I want to help your listeners with affordable legal representation. Again, when you call me, you get me.
Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL today to schedule a free consultation.
Your Fox 45 forecast, cloudy skies will linger throughout the day, keeping temperatures in the mid-50s. Overnight, skies will be mostly cloudy with some patchy fog. Temperatures fall to the upper 40s. It'll be back to warm temperatures with highs approaching 80 tomorrow under partly cloudy skies. We'll stay in the 80s on Saturday. Then on Sunday for Easter, we have the chance of showers. Temperatures will be lower with highs in the upper 60s and low 70s. We'll dry out by Monday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Jasmine Lomax for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Car crash, slip and fall, workplace injury. Serious injuries mean serious bills. Before you talk to the insurance company, talk to me. I'm the Ouch Guy. I know Maryland law, and I know how to win. Call 877-OUCH-911. Ouch Guy is Baltimore strong. Ouch Guy is Yoshua Beer.
The Sean Hannity Show.
CEO of Zillow has just said that if illegal immigrants have to go back home, that that will ease the housing shortage in the country and lower prices and make it more affordable. Donald Trump can get the economy in a better spot and interest rates go down. That's going to make a home more affordable. This is what we've sadly taken as a new normal. It doesn't have to be this way.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 3 to 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, good morning. We're talking about the latest comments from President Trump. He was on last night, 9 p.m. Eastern. We're on 9 a.m. Eastern. He was on 9 p.m. Eastern last night, and he was on for about 20 or 30 minutes or so, and basically outlining what's going to be looking like for us, I guess, the next 2 or 3 weeks is what he says. But, as I said before, you don't have to put a time on it for me. And maybe you guys don't feel the same way, but don't put a time on it. And maybe he has to do that, because this is more of a message to our allies and to Iran. But I don't need a time limit. I need you to go in and finish the job, and I need you to get it done, and I need it to be done right. I'm one of those people. I do see a lot of comments coming in, and we'll get to those in just a second. First, I'll go to the phone lines. I've got Tony in Baltimore. Tony, what say you?
Ken, hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Get out of NATO. It's time. And let me give you the reasoning why. They said it's not our war, blah, blah, blah. Okay, let's do a history lesson. When Britain went to the Falklands, it was the United States that supplied them over 200 million gallons of fuel so they could get there, plus intelligence. When France tried to reclaim Chad, it was the United States that gave them surveillance, intelligence, and gave them help. When the British and the French went to Serbia and Bosnia, right, with the war, again, it was the United States coming to back them up. Remember, these three countries that they went into weren't NATO. And now we have Ukraine. Again, a non-NATO country on their doorsteps, their backyard. Then they close our bases that we built, refuse to let us fly. Let them stand on their own. And then Trump could pretty much tell Putin, have at them. Just don't use nukes.
Yeah, yeah. I think a lot of people feel the same way, Tony. Thank you so much for calling in. I hope you have a great Easter. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. For some reason, I can't click that off of there for some reason. If you can help me out there, Brian. Yeah, I think a lot of people feel the same way. Like I said, I got a lot of text messages here as well. Dave says, my thoughts are we should pull out of NATO and start our own. Many would follow. You know what, Dave? That's not a bad idea. And I do believe many of those countries would follow, because a lot of them, they can't stand on their own at all anyway. They need our assistance. They need our military. I mean, the fact that they're not stepping up, honestly, a miscalculation, I think, on their part. I've got Joe in Baltimore. Hey, Joe, what say you on this?
Morning.
Good morning.
No offense to Alex, but I'm glad he's not in charge, because he and every other candidate that comes on here and fails to question or fails to push back against this war, to question Trump at all, they're exactly the type of people that I would never vote
but
for.
But what if they agree? We want people to push back, but what if they agree, Joe?
If they agree wholeheartedly, then they're misguided. You can't look at this and think that this is the best way to handle this situation. I just want you to understand that before he became president, he said we wouldn't be in any stupid wars like this. We had so many generals, people who actually know what they were talking about and weren't just frat boys trying to play tough, said that if we went to war with Iran, they would choke the Strait of Hormuz. This is what they're doing. It's just that simple. Okay, first off, he is self-proclaimed the best negotiator that ever is. Okay? Why couldn't you, if you criticize Barack's plan, Biden's plan, negotiate your way into a better position with Iran? Why would you send out soldiers to die? You're talking about 2 to 3 weeks, but you're sending soldiers. I know so because my brother is one of them. You're sending our family, our kids. You're sending, I don't know how many people in your audience have family in the military, but I'm sure at least some of them are involved in this. Right?
Yeah, so usually our military members and veterans are usually Republicans. I would love to know what your brother thinks about this.
And I just, go ahead.
I would love to know what your brother thinks about the war right now.
He hates this.
He doesn't want to go. He doesn't want to leave his family. He doesn't want to leave his daughter. He doesn't want to leave
his family. But let me ask you this. When he enlisted, did he understand that this could have been a possibility?
A stupid war?
A stupid war. I don't think anybody loves war at all. I mean, there could be a few people that are getting paid off of it that would love it, but I don't think anybody loves war or thinks that it's always the best idea, but sometimes you've got to do it. I mean, did he think that he would never end up fighting?
Yeah, this is the fourth week of this war. I don't know. This is the fourth week of this war, all right? $11 billion a week, okay? So we, what, 50, 40 billion? The other day, he said, we don't have money for childcare. We can't afford that here. How do we not have money for childcare? See, he doesn't care that the kids are struggling. He don't care that we're paying $100 to $200 extra a month in gas. But what he does care about is allowing his son to use his surrogate business, his golf.
Well, I would say caring about gas. I mean, do you have comments on the Democrats in Annapolis not waiving the gas tax?
He is allowing his son golf course business.
Oh, you don't want to comment on that one, though.
To partner with a drone company to secure Pentagon contracts during the war. So they're profiting off of war. Okay.
Would you like to comment on those not waiving the gas tax here in Maryland?
What does that have to do with the fact that...
You just talked about the price of gas, Joe.
No, we're not pivoting to Maryland right now. We're talking about Trump, Kim. We're going to stay on
top. You just mentioned the price of gas. The price of gas, yes, it is high. It's definitely high, but we could have waived at least the gas tax.
Okay, Kim, we could have waived the gas tax. All right, you got it. Okay, next. First off, why would you pull out of NATO? You asked the question of what did NATO do for us, Kim? When is the only time that Article 5 has been invoked? Do you know that? When is the only time?
Joe, we just had somebody call in to make a case about pulling out of NATO. His name is Tony. I mean, there's many people on the line that want to weigh in. Go ahead and give us your comments, because no matter what, here's the thing. You talk about, you know, some of the candidates that call the show. You only call in to push on President Trump. You don't call in for anything else. So many
because
people probably question you.
It. You're not going to talk about it because you're going to pivot whenever it's convenient for you to local news.
That's not true.
We're talking about Trump right now.
This is a local news show. The midday show, Joe, is about local news.
You talk about all types of stuff, Kim. Listen, we're not pivoting. This is the conversation today.
Well, the good news is this is my show, Joe. And on my show, I tell you what we're going to talk about. And if I want to talk about local and national topics, I do. But just so everybody's clear, the midday show is a local news show. It happens that many things that happen on the national or international level also affects us here locally. So that's why we discuss it. And like Joe pointed out, we have high gas prices. But a way that we could have saved $7, I think what they say, $7 every fill up at the pump, they said that they could have done that if they waived the gas tax here in the state of Maryland. That's what the Republicans pushed for. Of course, the Democrats voted against it. Now, not to say that they've never done that. They did it back in 2022 when Joe Biden and Kamala Harris sat on their hands as Putin invaded Ukraine. And then that is when you had people like Governor Westmore and the Democrats come together and they waived the gas tax. They don't want to do it here because they hate President Trump, just as our friend Joe in Baltimore. So what would they rather do? They would rather complain about how high gas prices are without doing anything about it. That's what they rather do because they want to blame Trump for their problems. And I'm glad, Joe, you're listening, because when we get back after the 10 o'clock break, you know, we're going to be talking to Tory Snow. And his latest op-ed in the Baltimore Sun is a good one. It's about being the affordability here in Maryland. And it talks about how unaffordable Maryland truly is. So we talk about child care and all these things that we pay for. Just understand, in Maryland, it is worse here than many other states across the country because of what they do in Annapolis. I've got Tom in Baltimore. Tom, did you want to weigh in?
Good morning. That last caller talked about Article 5. 911, NATO did offer us assistance called Eagle Assist, where they protected, support our airspace, where they added extra aircraft for our airspace. So 911 was the only time Article 5 was utilized. But when we look at the uranium, they don't have to put boots on the ground to secure it. They can bomb it and secure it into a tomb if they haven't already done that, where it takes them a year or more to get to the stuff because you just can't pull it out. So there are plans where they don't have to go physically remove it. The war can be finished today. The Strait of Hormuz is irrelevant because we only get 1% of our oil out of there. I support the war. I'm a vet, but the thing is when I joined, I know, just like a fireman, you don't join the fire department if you're afraid of fire or afraid of heights. So if you become a soldier, you have pledged your life being on the line. So that was a dumb statement about hating it and hating it. A lot of young people now go into the military because they want the benefits, and they stay home, and then when they get deployed, oh, Lord, oh, God, it's part of the job. It comes with the job. So I thank you for your time. Queen of Radio.
Thank you, Tom. I appreciate you. Happy Easter to you. Thank you. I don't know about anybody. And Tom's right. There are many people today. They're enlisting thinking nothing's going to happen and everything's going to be fine. And so they'll get, you know, all the benefits that go wrong with, you know, serving in the military. But they don't know how to actually serve. And that's a shame. And I hope, you know, they understand that you could end up actually going to serve. Now, hopefully it's not a large percentage of those that go into the military, but I know people like that too. And it's a shame that they do that, but, you know, this is a reality. I've got Monroe in Baltimore. Monroe, did you want to weigh in?
Yes. First of all, you are a goddess among the women. I just got to tell you.
Oh, thank you.
For a long time. My concern is I hear Joe calling in Israel all the time, but today I have to say something about Joe. Joe has some particularity problems. He's not concerned about anything else but pushing back on our president, who is doing the best for our country. Joe should be focusing on why our public school system in Baltimore are not educating our students. He needs to focus on things that are for the betterment for all citizens, not constantly badgering our president and constantly trying to strong arm you. He should have respect for women, and he doesn't. That's all I really have to say.
Well, Monroe, I appreciate you. Thank you so much. I hope you have a happy Easter.
Thank you.
I appreciate that. You know, look, and I understand, you know, Joe doesn't want to talk about local politics, but it's like all politics are local. And if you're thinking about the problems that we have, a lot of it is on the local level. I want to get into some of these text messages. I appreciate you guys texting in as well. I've got texter says, political scientists have coined a saying that NATO has three roles. Keep the Americans in, the Germans down, and the Russians out. Russia is a conventional military paper tiger. Germany has a viable military, and France has a nuclear deterrent. NATO has expanded to include countries like, North Korea. Why? We are better off having specialized military partnerships with each individual country. Let's see. There's a lot of people weighing in on NATO this morning, I could see. I don't know whether or not it's beneficial to stay. I don't know, and I'm not going to pretend to know. But I do know that, honestly, we're in a situation where you would think that our allies would be stepping up in a bigger way than in which they are. And I will say, too, you know, we kind of saw this when Putin did invade Ukraine. If you remember, our allies, they watched us send so much money over there to help Ukraine. And they barely sent a penny, many of them. And that was a big discussion at the time. And it's like, again, why are you just sitting back and watching all of this while we're sitting here assisting? It doesn't make any sense to say that they're truly our allies. Maybe some of those countries are, but not all of them. Let's see. Some of these comments are about Joe. I you know what? If you guys don't mind, I'll skip some of the Joes here. Then Joe texted in on top of it, saying, weak, you know, Joe. All right, let's get to some of these other comments here. Let's see. John says Trump is doing the right thing. However, finish this as quickly as possible and do it right. Yeah, John, I guess I should say the same thing, right? It's like, look, do it as quickly as possible, but please don't pull out not finishing the job. Don't do that, because that doesn't make any sense either. Let's see. Phil says, if everything in this country is so bad, then why don't people like Joe not exercise their right to leave? That he is free to take up residence in the utopian state of his choosing. Again, Kim, please inform we, your listeners, of the extensive life experiences that people like Joe has had to draw from his opinions. Inquiring minds want to know how he developed such TDS. Happy Easter to you. Thanks, Phil. I don't know. I think for some people, and you know what? That's usually the litmus test for me. If you call me to just talk about how much you hate Trump and the decisions he makes, to me, you're telling me you're not a critical thinker. Now, on the other hand, like, you know, Joe said, oh, well, I feel like the candidates that don't push back on Trump, you know, they're, you know, because they don't push back, then they're not critical thinkers. But it could be a situation where, you know, they don't call in when they don't agree, and he can, you know, not call in when he does agree. I mean, it could just be, you know, that's what gets them passionate. That's what gets them fired up. That's the situation on both sides. I can understand that. But, you know, I guess my whole thing with people like Joe and others, it's like, okay, well, if you were truly concerned, like Monroe just pointed out, if you were truly concerned with the issues, and then you don't ever talk about the school system or what's happening, like, as public safety in the streets and, you know, the juveniles out of control, then you're not really that concerned on the issues, because those are really the issues, you know, in your backyard. So it's hard to grapple with that. Now, I will say, and I've said it before, gas prices being high is an issue. But if you've got Democrats in Annapolis that say, you know what, we hate Trump so much more than we want to give you a break at the pub, we're going to leave things as is, then and you ignore that, again, you're not being honest. You're not being honest at all. All right. When we get back, we'll wrap this conversation up. I did want to play for you guys, because I told you Artemis 2 launched yesterday from the Kennedy Space Center. And our favorite county executive, Kathy Klausmeier, did weigh in. I'll get to that as well. And then we'll get into we'll talk to Tori Snow after the 10 o'clock break. But I do want to get into what happened at the Supreme Court yesterday. You know that President Trump showed up in person. And they were talking about birthright citizenship. And so we'll have that discussion. And then we'll go back to Governor Wes Moore and his team having a total meltdown on social media in regards to the UMBC polling numbers that show that he is not doing too hot here in the state of Maryland. Real quick, did you know Town Appliance in Owings Mills is the best place for offering anything you want or need in appliances? Their showroom is so big, it's filled with so many different appliances you can only imagine. From basic all you need to high-end technology like Whirlpool, JetAir, KitchenAid, and Maytag. For more than 70 brands they offer. My experience with Mayor is absolutely wonderful. I told you that. He's helpful and he's happy to answer any questions that you have, whether you are browsing or buying. And right now, Town Appliance is having their 47th anniversary event, along with flexible financing options. So it's a great time to stop in. Don't forget to check out their website, townappliance.com, and look for that banner. It's like the anniversary banner. There's a giveaway there for a beautiful coffee machine. Go ahead and enter that contest, and good luck to you.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
For these people that would be willing to gamble with your children and grandchildren's future, and that would be living in a world with a nuclear-armed Iran, radical Islamic extremists, that believe in convert or die, and it's a death cult, that would not be a risk I'm willing to take. Now, the key aspect of this, will the Iranians do so peacefully, meaning hand over their 60% enriched uranium, or will we have to take it forcefully? I guess either way, I think the American military is capable of doing it. I'm sure that is more complicated than I'm making it right now. There's no military effort that is not without risk and great cost. There always is.
Check out the Sean Hannity Radio Show later today, right here.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The smartest self-defense decision is not made in the moment. It's made before danger ever appears. Because when you pull a firearm trigger, well, you're not just stopping a threat. You may be starting a chain of legal, financial, emotional consequences that can follow you for years. Now, that's why more responsible Americans are choosing to lead with a less lethal option that is effective. That's where Byrna, their less lethal launchers, it fires tear gas, kinetic rounds, pepper spray. It's designed to stop any attacker for up to 40 minutes, and it gives you time to escape. It gives you time to create distance and get help without using deadly force. Now, Byrna's best-selling compact launcher is sleek, it's slim, it's incredibly powerful. It's built for discreet, everyday carry, no background check. They can ship it directly to your door. Protect yourself, protect your family, protect your future. Start with less lethal. Visit BYRNA.com today and find the right launcher for you and your family. That's BYRNA.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and one of the owners at Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore and Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. As doctors of audiology, we care for patients' hearing and balance care. If you feel like the TV is louder than your family would like, or if you're asking family members to repeat themselves often, it is time to have your hearing evaluated by a doctor of audiology. Our doctors treat a wide range of hearing issues. Sometimes a solution is as simple as removing wax from your ear canal. So call our main number at 410-944-3100, or you can visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, and hearing aids may be covered as well. So call our office at 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates, when silence is not golden.
Hi, Dr. Lairfield here. If fear has kept you from the dentist, the Smile Design Center is the place to go. We have a little purple pill. You'll relax and have little to no memory of your visit. Just a healthy new smile. Call me at the Smile Design Center now for a free consultation at 410-321-1100.
Hear the news, then talk about it at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day. Breaking news, stimulating talk. Only on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, wrapping up this conversation in regards to Trump's comments last night in regards to Iran. But don't forget, the question of the day remains, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. We'll get to it at the 11 o'clock hour as well. Are you satisfied with our current position in Iran? Yes or no? Are you satisfied with our current position in Iran? Again, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. And the question of the day, if you take the poll question, you can do it right there on the app and then also at WCBM.com. All right, got another text here from Keith. Keith says, Kim, hate to say it, but people like Joe's brother should have never enlisted if they never thought they might have to leave their family. This is what he's paid for. Yeah, the last time I checked, it's taxpaying dollars, isn't it? Right? It's taxpaying dollars. And for the most part, if you're looking at the numbers, the majority of taxpayers love what President Trump is doing and want to see this get finished. So, you know, I guess people like his brother and others, it's time to boot up. I mean, I just, you know, and like, you know, our caller said, a firefighter knows that there's, you know, there could be a fire that you respond to, and it could be up on the third floor. And if you're afraid of heights, you might not want to do the job. And that's what I say all the time. First responders, they have the courage to do things that many of us don't have the courage to do. All right, I talked a little too much. Brian, the producer, can I play that clip from Kathy Klausmeier, or should I wait till after we talk to Tory? Wait. All right, we'll do that after we talk to Tory. Coming up next, Tory Snow, his latest op-ed in the Baltimore Sun, if you want to follow along. Affordability in Maryland. Now, that is a big topic. And I don't think Democrats in Annapolis are making it any better. I know the Republicans are trying their best. They're in the super minority, obviously. But things are still very expensive, and they're not cutting spending in the right places. So coming up next, we'll talk to Tory Snow about that. I also want to get his thoughts on the launch of Artemis II. Did you guys know that, believe it or not, Tory Snow, he loves space exploration. It's all over his social media, and so I'm sure he has some comments. So we'll get a little off topic. And then after that, we will talk about birthright citizenship and Governor Westmore's team melting down on social media in regards to the latest poll numbers. So stay right there.
Akil Kuta is a registered representative with Aegis Capital in Timonium, Maryland. His opinions are his own. Please remember that this program is for informational purposes only. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Listen to On the Money every Saturday at 1 with Gil Kuta, where he discusses general finance topics, including retirement, 401ks, IRAs, Social Security retirement, and other important financial matters. For more information, contact Gil Kuta at 410-230-1820. That's 410-230-1820. On the Money with Gil Kuta airs every Saturday at 1 on WCBM. This program is for educational purposes only and is not intended to provide investment advice. Consult your investment advisor before engaging in any securities transactions. On the Money with Gil Kuta, every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WCBM.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Stocks are sharply lower while oil prices rise as the financial markets wring their hands over the Iran war, though President Trump says the war is nearing its end.
Thanks to the progress we've made, I can say tonight that we are on track to complete all of America's military objectives shortly, very shortly.
In last night's address to the nation, the president said Operation Epic Fury has neutralized the Iranian threat, nuclear and otherwise.
The country has been eviscerated and essentially is really no longer a threat. They were the bully of the Middle East, but they're the bully no longer.
The president warns that if Iran doesn't make a deal with the U.S. soon, we're going to hit each and every one of their electric generating plants very hard. The president's White House ballroom project is expected to get a green light today from a key regulatory body.
Just days after a federal judge ordered that construction of President Donald Trump's massive White House ballroom come to a halt, the National Capital Planning Commission is expected Thursday to approve the project. The commission, which approves or denies construction on federal property in the Washington region, is going ahead with the vote because a commission spokesperson says Tuesday's order by U.S. District Judge Richard Leon to halt construction does not affect the planning process. The commission will also consider some changes to the 90,000-square-foot ballroom addition. The ballroom is now estimated to cost $400 million. Donna Warder, Washington.
Launched last night from Florida's Kennedy Space Center, four astronauts are headed toward the moon, but on this mission there will be no landing on the lunar surface. House Speaker Johnson and Senate Majority Leader Thune say they've agreed on a plan to fully fund the Department of Homeland Security. The Senate could act on the agreement as early as today. And watching Wall Street, the Dow is down 665 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, Mike Gallagher here, host of the Mike Gallagher Show. As we head into spring, there's some good news in the housing market. Rates have recently dropped. When rates drop, payments can drop. That can mean hundreds of dollars a month back in your pocket, money you can use to pay bills, reduce debt, or strengthen your financial position. That's why this is the time to talk to my friends at Fellowship Home Loans. They're helping homeowners refinance into lower rates and reduce their monthly mortgage payments. Fellowship also offers a fixed rate line of credit for home projects or consolidating a high interest debt with fast approval and a predictable rate. Remember, many people still qualify to skip their next two mortgage payments. That's 2 months of breathing room while you reposition financially. I've used Fellowship personally. I trust these guys. Before you make your next move, go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/Mike G. fellowshiphomeloans.com/Mike G or call 800-510-MIKE. 800-510-MIKE. Fellowship Home Loans. Mortgage lending by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers. DBA Fellowship Home Loans. Equal housing lender. NMLS number 819382.
Good morning. It's 10:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott has released his preliminary city budget for fiscal 2027. The mayor says the $4.98 billion spending plan will reflect tax strategic pillars that include prioritizing youth, older adults, and vulnerable communities, enhancing public safety and modernizing public infrastructure. This budget also invests in coordinated strategies and measurable goals to deliver deliver services, strengthen neighborhoods, support economic growth, and invest in the system that residents and businesses rely on every day. He says despite a challenging economic environment, the proposed budget closes a $12 million funding gap. And a double shooting in Baltimore's Central District has claimed the life of one of the victims. Police were called to the 800 block of North Utah Street for a report of a shooting at around 1 p.m. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
Hi, Sean Casey with Vinnie Steo, CEO of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, Maryland and Lower Pennsylvania's real estate expert. Welcome back, and wow, Vinnie, we're celebrating 9 incredible years together on WCBM, helping local families with their real estate dreams.
Yeah, Sean, it's been a huge honor. 9 years right here, 23 years total, helping thousands of families sell fast and for top dollar. The key to our success is that I understand every seller situation is different. My guarantees and programs give sellers options, including multiple cash offers, 100% of market value, or my trusted guaranteed sale program. Program where I'll sell your home or I'll buy it myself at a price and time frame you agree to. Or maybe you need to sell and stay for up to 12 months. With my 12,000 plus buyers in waiting, your home may already be sold.
9 years of guarantees on WCBM. Just a phone call or text will get you started. 410-709-7515. 410-709-7515. VinnieSteo.com.
WCBM News Time, 10:05. For Stein on Sports, I'm Maggie Hunter reporting. The Capitals will try to extend their three-game winning streak. Washington will face off with the Devils tonight on the road. The Caps have won two of their first three meetings with New Jersey this season. Washington has 85 points this season, three behind the final Eastern Conference wildcard spot. The Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast is coming up next.
Hey, you guys, listen up.
Hi, it's Sean Casey. Last year sold out fast. If you missed it, here's your chance. The second annual WCBM Pints and Politics, Thursday, April 23rd from 5 to 7 p.m. at Michael's Cafe and Timonium. I'll be hosting a live, unscripted fireside conversation with a special guest. No script, no spin. Just a straight conversation about what is really happening right now. Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Tickets are just $25 and include light hors d'oeuvres and your WCBM pint glass. Seating is limited. Don't wait. Get your tickets now at WCBM.com, and I will see you there.
WCBM News Time, 10:05. Here's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Your Fox 45 forecast. Today will be a cool day with temperatures rising to the mid-50s. Skies will be cloudy throughout the day. Overnight, some patchy fog is possible as temperatures drop to the upper 40s. Tomorrow, it's back to partly cloudy skies with high temperatures approaching the 80s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Jasmine Lomax for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
55 degrees in Boley's Quarters, 55 in Pikesville, and 53 in Joppa Town. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Plasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9. 9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Thursday. As you heard there, a chilly Thursday, but tomorrow is supposed to be beautiful. All right. To all the boaters out there, happy boating season. That's right. You got started. April 1st was your big day here in the state of Maryland. You know, I keep thinking about that 65-foot yacht, Brian, the producer. Yeah. Yeah. I keep thinking about it. Looking at it, you know, I still, and as one of the callers pointed out, even though it's $650,000, it costs so much more than that. So much more than that after the boat slip and everything else. So, yeah, no, I don't have $1 million laying around, but it's nice to think about it. You know what I also think about? I don't know. Not paying all the taxes and fees across the state of Maryland. Sometimes I think about moving. I'm not going to lie. Sometimes I do. I think about moving across the Pennsylvania line. I'm being very serious about that because it is very unaffordable here in the state of Maryland. And many people are talking about it. And, of course, you're seeing that reflection right now in Governor Westmore's so-called approval rating and the poll numbers that just dropped from UMBC. Well, to add a layer to that, now you have the scathing op-ed in the Baltimore Sun. And it's a good one. It's a doozy. Let me just give you the first piece of this because it goes right in for the juggler. Maryland continues to bludgeon hardworking Marylanders with skyrocketing costs related to living in the state. Economic pressures are gripping Americans across the country, but Maryland stands out as a uniquely unaffordable state. in large part due to a complete lack of executive commitment to keep this state affordable and economically prosperous. Thank you. Oh, man. Tori Snow with Free Range Politics, also writing op-eds in the Baltimore Sun every week. Good morning, Tori. How are you?
Good morning, Kimberly. I'm doing quite well. Quite well.
Yes, it's quite well indeed. I mean, we're doing as well as possible. I made you mess up there.
Is it working, Kimberly? Is it working? That's literally the first thing I'm thinking. I'm like, oh, is all of this hard work, is it actually like, are people listening?
Yeah.
We had the Orioles last week. Now we've got these new toll numbers.
It is working. It is working.
Get some more funds.
Yes. Tori, your op-eds and then all your posts with Free Range Politics, you guys are killing the governor right now, okay? And we appreciate it. And I do think that they're watching and listening because, as I mentioned earlier, Carter Elliott, Governor Westmore's spokesperson, he had a total meltdown on social media yesterday. And so we're going to get into the comments from Carter in just a little while. But I want to talk about your op-ed here because this is a major conversation and everybody's talking about it. Even black women voters in Baltimore City, Tori, they're talking about how Governor Westmore has made the state unaffordable. When you lose black female voters in Baltimore City, you lose the race, right?
Especially if you're Westmore. I mean, because that man is like he's the kind of person that you would vote for anyway. I mean, he's the perfect specimen for politician. He's in big, big trouble, honestly.
Yeah, yeah. And as far as your op-ed, if you can let people know exactly what are the details that you get to here, because, of course, it is unaffordable.
Yeah, well, so it is. And look, a lot of it has to do with polling. This is not like me making stuff up, as always. All of my stuff is sourced in, you know, what's actually going on. The polling is very, very clear. Marylanders are extremely frustrated with the high cost of living. But here's the thing, and this is what I wanted to bring out in the op-ed, is that the more administration and all of his sycophants are like, oh, it's because of Trump. And the reality is that people aren't buying it. The polling is telling us that people are not buying it. They shouldn't buy it. They're smarter than that. They understand that when you take office here in Maryland with a $5 billion budget surplus, I don't care how much spending you do, how much messaging you do, you are not going to say that Donald Trump spent your $5 billion budget surplus and turned it into repeated year after year budget deficits. They're not buying it. They're not buying it at all. And that's the whole argument of the op-ed, is that Marylanders expect the governor. They want Governor Westmore to fix this, not Donald Trump.
Yeah, well, and here's another thing. Yeah, we're talking to Tori Snow. You got to look at his latest op-ed in the Baltimore Sun. Tori, here's another piece of this. It's like, you know, he continues with the same old talking points as if people are buying it. And now the mask is off, right? Not just the boos that we heard on opening day, but as I mentioned, I'm sure you saw it too. You had Gary Collins over at Fox 45 interviewing, you know, the average voter. And they're saying, look, we don't trust him. He's not trustworthy. And we know that he's not doing a good job, but yet they're doubling down on this, Tori. I mean, you saw Westmore told Mackenzie Frost, she asked him about the boos, and he goes, oh, it's Boogate, right? It's Sinclair. Yeah. They're the one drumming
this up.
I'm
still the most popular governor in the country. Like, what? Come on now.
No, he says that.
Get over yourself, man. Like, just fix it, right? No one's asked. I'm sorry. I'm going to get ramped up. This is your show. I'm going to let you have it. But
no, keep going. Keep going.
I'm going to let you finish in a moment. For my little inner Kanye West.
No, but, you know, it's fine to be passionate out here because everybody feels the same way, Tori. Everybody feels this way. And now it's like I said, so they're trying to blame Trump. They try to blame Sinclair Media. They're trying to blame everybody else. But I got to get your opinion. Do those claims, do those get him past November?
No. Well, okay. They're two different questions. Right? Because, again, November is less about Westmore. In fact, it really has nothing to do with Westmore and all to do with the Maryland Republican Party. I'm sorry to say it. This is literally like the Republican Party to lose. And right now, the way that it's looking, I'm more optimistic than I was. You know, I liked what I saw from, you know, a few of the candidates at the debate that you and I co-moderated. I think there's a little glimmer of hope there, but I don't know if this necessarily changes the calculus for November. What it does do is it changes the calculation for the potential of a nationwide Westmore run, which that would just be catastrophic on so many levels. So I don't know. I mean, some smart candidates, like I think if the party is smart and if all the candidates got together and said, look, there are a couple of folks that stand out that really have the opportunity to really capitalize on the cracks that are showing up in the governor's armor and kind of, you know, pull all that stuff together and maybe put something together, we might be able to do something. But I'm not terribly convinced that the calculus on November has changed quite yet.
Well, you know, at 11 o'clock, we have a young legal analyst with the Maryland Young Republicans. So we're going to talk to Josh about, you know, what young voters are thinking about the current candidates that we have.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's something that I haven't heard yet. I don't know if you have, Tori, but I don't know where the young people stand in the state.
I mean, look, I do know, and when we're talking about young people, I'm sure that, you know, that kind of spans, you know, quite a range there. What I do know is that having been in communications, I understand this, you understand this. I do think that all of the candidates that are out there, no matter who they are, they really have to cover some ground into, you know, convincing the voters here in Maryland, and I'm talking about those independents, those people that are not, you know, super radical left or super radical right, that they are able to be focused and able to do the things that are necessary to make Maryland successful. And they've got some ground to cover in order to make that happen. And so, you know, I don't see enough outreach. I don't see, you know, specific strategies from these candidates to do something about that right now.
Yeah, I mean, they do. They're going to have to rev that up. When I talk about young voters, Tori, those under, I would say, the age of 25, right? Some of those that are still living at home or they're in college, right? And maybe they could be locally or, you know, still at home or, you know, in their own place. But those that don't have a ton of bills, right? They're not looking at the property taxes like we are. They're not looking at the fees.
Right.
They're not looking at the electricity bills. I want to know what they're thinking because they could still be in the Moore camp. You know what I mean?
They could, my opinion, like if I were running for governor, right, my focus would be on the middle-aged millennials, right? That's really, because those are the ones that are most likely to say, you know, they have the visibility. I think when you're young, you're focused on a lot of different things, you know, getting your family started, you know, what your career is going to look like. And so while I do think that there's a level of like activity there, I do feel like as you get into people that are in their 30s and in their 40s, which I think is a very overlooked demographic when it comes to politics, I think that the candidates really need to be making sure that they are the ones that turn out. Because again, they're the ones that are paying attention to what's going on in their schools. They're the ones that are paying attention to their property taxes and their income taxes and trying to make investments in their, you know, hey, we'd like to put some aside here, but we can't because I got a payment plan for my vehicle registration fee. Those are the voters that I think the politics are least important to them. And they're thinking, how do I stabilize my family situation? How do I stabilize my financial situation? And so my opinion, yes, I'm very, very concerned about what the young voters have to say, but I feel like the real meat of this next election is going to be in that, you know, 30 to 45 range there. I think they're the ones that are going to win this election if the Republican candidate can get them out. That's my opinion.
Yeah, voter turnout is going to be huge, as always. It always is. And if for some reason, yeah, Republicans just, I guess we already feel defeated, and so many of them don't show up to the polls.
It's a midterm. It's a midterm election too. You got to remember that too. So I mean, that's another part of this is, you know, midterms aren't they really get very, very low turnout. And the other thing is that the voters in that category, a lot of them vote by mail. I mean, when you've got people that are like, I got to get to soccer practice, I've got to, you know, get home from work, I've got to get dinner ready, those are the ones that likely are going to be looking at a mail-in ballot. And again, while the Republican Party's official stance is to resist mail-in ballots and, like, we don't trust them, I'm like, that you're shooting yourself in the foot. So, like there's just so many upstream things that I do feel politically need to be addressed in order to capitalize on what's happening, you know, with the governor right now. And so it's a rare moment, an opening that I never really saw coming. I didn't think that Governor Moore would drop below 50% ever. I thought he would just kind of hang out up there. So now that's changing. And now I think that Republicans need to re-up their effort to really see if there's something they can do to capitalize on this intense frustration among Maryland voters.
Yeah, again, we're speaking to Tori Snow. He's a columnist and editorial board contributor at the Baltimore Sun. Also on social media, you can find him at Free Range Politics. You know, I was just thinking about this, Tori. You have a son that just—did he just purchase a car and get vehicle registration?
Yeah, absolutely.
Does he understand that? Does he understand that this is a Maryland problem?
Kind of. I mean, again, and I think that's a kind of a really good example, right? I think he'll be voting in this next election. And so, you know, I think that he kind of understands it. But again, when you're really young, thinking that far out, it's hard, right? You know, you'll get there soon enough. You know, you've got to try to encourage people to think long term. When you're that young, you do need to educate them. You need to train them. But I don't know that he necessarily connects that to policymakers quite yet. We tried to explain it to him. But again, you know, you probably already know this and you will really get to understand this. You know, you can tell them till you're blue in the face the things that are important. But at the end of the day, it takes them eventually learning it on their own.
Yeah, we got to love teenagers, right? I mean, they got to experience it themselves.
She might as well be. You're a little one. She might as well be. I think she's like 14, right?
Yeah, well, in her mind, she's 9, but she thinks she's 19. It's wild. Well, you know, before you go, Tori, I know we were talking about your latest op-ed in the Baltimore Sun, but I did want to ask you because Artemis 2 launched yesterday at the Kennedy Space Center. I know that is near and dear to your heart. Obviously, your initial reaction and, you know, even having a hometown astronaut there from Cockeysville, Baltimore County, that's huge, too.
I'm excited. I really am. And quite frankly, I know, you know, I am happy to have an administration that is focused on things like this, right? Like pushing American greatness. And again, you know, I'm not the biggest fan of the president by any stretch of the imagination, but I will say that he has made decisions in contrast to the previous administration that lead me to believe that there is a level of seriousness that says, let's remind folks that the United States is the top nation in the world for a reason. And just things like this just make me feel really optimistic. We're coming up on America's 250th birthday. I am just so excited as a space nerd. It was just exciting to watch the launch, to hear the astronauts and their remarks. We're going to be tracking over the next couple of weeks. And so I couldn't be more thrilled. And I'm so proud to be an American. And I'm glad that we have an administration that seems to share that vision as well.
Well, yeah. As soon as I, you know, saw everything, and just a little bit here, we'll get to Baltimore County Executive Kathy Klausmeier. She had some remarks as well. We'll get to those soon. But as soon as I saw the launch and how successful it was, and then I saw Laura Loomer was there. I was like, how does she get the invite? You know, like,
why is Kim there?
Right. Well, you know what? I wouldn't even spoil that because you know me. I have no idea what's going on outside of, you know, I guess, you know, the country, really. So I definitely don't know what's going on in space.
If you get the invite from the big guy, just remember your friend Tori.
Yeah, I will just forward it to you. I would just write your name on it. I don't need to go. You know? Well, anyways, Tori, real quick, before you go, if you can let everybody know where to find your op-ed. And, of course, where to find you on social media.
Look, I am baltimoresun.com/Tori Snow. Get yourself a subscription, $1 for 3 months. We're really, really excited as we get into more election coverage. The dynamic is changing significantly with this election, so you really want to make sure you're subscribed there. And then also Free Range Politics. That's our podcast. My co-host, Drew Morgan, and I, we put out episodes every week. We put out content every day. If you type in Free Range Politics on YouTube, it'll take you right to our YouTube channel. You can subscribe. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, X, TikTok, wherever there's social media. You're Ripsy and I are doing our best to connect with all of you. So those are just a few ways to stay in touch.
That's great content. Thank you, Tori, so much. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Kimberly.
Hi, Sean Casey, and with me once again, Dr. Melissa Segev, Doctor of Audiology, Audiology Associates, When Silence Is Not Golden. Doctor, great to see you again.
It's good to see you, too.
All right, we hear a lot about tinnitus, however you pronounce it.
Yep.
What is it? How do you treat it? When is it dangerous? When is it not?
Yeah. I mean, tinnitus is a phantom sound. I can't hear it. You hear it. And we know it's real. So a lot of patients are always told, oh, you live with it. And it can be really bothersome. It can cause anxiety, depression. People can't function. So we always take it very seriously. And we're all tinnitus trained. So we're all tinnitus certified at our practice. So there's a lot of different methods. But really, the key is to understand why it's there. And for most patients, when we have hearing loss, the brain isn't getting the same stimulation it used to. So it creates it, and it's creating that tinnitus for us. Comparable to someone who loses a foot and they still feel pain in the foot, you know, the brain has to rewire itself. And so if you have hearing loss, which is usually the most common cause of tinnitus, along with noise exposure, treating the ear with hearing aids are the best treatment options because almost immediately, patients, when they're fit with hearing aids that are prescribed for them and measured appropriately, the tinnitus ceases. It doesn't go away. We never guarantee silence, but it becomes significantly less noticeable. So on a scale of 10, if you're at like a 7, 8 in annoyance, we're going to bring you down to a 2 or 3. And, you know, you'll get so busy during the day, you won't even focus on it. And so over time, what you'll notice is that the tinnitus, there's no cure because tinnitus is created in the brain, but there are several treatments that are so effective in helping to manage, especially in the past when everyone's been told there's nothing to do about it.
If you're experiencing tinnitus and would need treatment, or if you have a concern about your hearing, then call Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden, 410-944-3100. 11 locations in total, 9 in Maryland, 2 in Washington, D.C. That's Audiology Associates. And don't forget their website. It's AAIAudiology.com.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey, guys, it's Carson. Thursday on the show, Ketanji Brown Jackson continues her reign as the dumbest U.S. Supreme Court justice in history with her idiotic arguments for birthright citizenship. Former federal prosecutor Doug Burns joins us to discuss.
You can testify, but you just can't win, and I'm here to tell you you're guilty of sin. Here comes the judge.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, again, thank you, Tori Snow. And yes, check out his op-eds in the Baltimore Sun. This one, very well done. You know, usually he does a great job. You know what? It's so interesting because if you think about, you know, those that do the op-ed, especially on a weekly basis, I don't know if you've ever had a writer's block, and it's like, wow, you know, to be able to produce such great pieces every week, not easy. Also, the word is prosperous. I had a hard time, and I had to go back and correct that, and I apologize. I just know that I'm not that bad, okay? It was on my mind that I did not read that word correctly, and I had to go back and correct the record because it was bothering me. And then also, of course, to listen to Tori Snow and talk about how much he loves space. That's what I would do. If I was ever invited to watch any kind of launch or anything to have to do with the SpaceX program, I would definitely forward it to Tori Snow. I would. This is, if you go to his social media pages, his heart and soul is in outer space. You know what? I should ask him about Matt Gaetz's comments on the hybrid, the human mating with the alien comment. Meanwhile, you know what? Newsmax yesterday, Congressman Tim Burchett, out of Knoxville, Tennessee, he was asked by Rob Finnerty about what Matt Gaetz had to say. And he said that he was also briefed on the same thing. Do you believe it, Brian the producer? Brian always just smiles. I don't know. Maybe they're just pulling our chain. I think that's what's going on. I can't imagine something like that happening. But there's so many things that I'm sure we have no idea about. But I would think that that's not quite real. I would think. You never know. Well, anyways, I wanted to play this clip for you because it is proof of life of Baltimore County Executive Kathy doesn't want to work. Clausmeyer. As I mentioned earlier today, we've got so much going on in Baltimore County, right? Whether it was the chaos at White Marsh Mall, last weekend there was chaos at the Avenue. She is nowhere to be found. There was also chaos at Town Center. Nowhere to be found. You got juveniles running out of control. I mean, you know, from carjackings to police chases. This woman is nowhere to be found, right? Remember the fight at the, what school was that? Was that Perry Hall that had that huge fight where the kids were outside? There was a fight video. Look, you got all these things happening in Baltimore County. Kathy doesn't want to wear Clausmeyer, doesn't address any of those things. But, you know, she came out of hiding yesterday to give us this important message. Take a listen.
Commander Reed Wiseman, a Cockeysville native and Delaney High School alum, is set to launch as a mission commander on NASA's Artemis II. This is the first crewed mission to fly around the moon in over 50 years. Commander Wiseman is proof that great things start right here in Baltimore County. As we celebrate Maryland 250 here in the county, I'm glad we get to witness history in the making and cheer on one of our own. We want to wish him and the rest of the crew well on their journey. We'll be watching from here on Earth and in Towson.
In Towson. You mean at Towson Town Center where you could be carjacked at any moment? Is that where you'll be watching, Kathy? Oh, my goodness. Meanwhile, I'm looking at this video, and she's clearly reading the teleprompter, and that's fine, whatever, as people read teleprompters. But this woman has been in office for how many years? How many years this woman has been in office, and you couldn't deliver that message, you know, straight from the heart? I mean, this is just proof. It's proof, everybody listening. Anybody can run for office. Anybody can be a politician. Anyone. Okay? Anyone. You don't have to be a great public speaker. Heck, we watch Mayor Brandon Scott all the time. And now, Kathy, you don't even need media training. You don't need any of this stuff. You put a D behind your name, and you're in there like swimwear. Okay? That's all you need. Because this, talk about mediocre. The politicians in this state, and I guess it's because as I was talking to Tori Snow there, you know, with the MDGOP, I do think they're trying a little harder. I see more emails coming out of the MDGOP office. But it's like they don't really truly have a whole lot of competition. So the bar is really, really low. And I even talk to my Democrat friend in Annapolis every time, you know, here and there. And I ask him, I say, you know, why don't you do more media? Why don't you do more interviews? Because I think, you know, there's one day that he will run for a different office, a different seat. I say, why don't you do more to get your name out there? And he's like, oh, well, you know. And it's like, but you know what? Thinking about it, he doesn't even have to. That's what's so crazy about this. They don't even have to do anything. We ran a huge campaign in 2020. Congressman Kwaisi Fume didn't even have to put together a platform. He didn't have to run a campaign ad. He didn't have to do any of this stuff. The only reason why he's running radio ads now, and thank God we don't carry one, but he's running radio ads now because he has a primary opponent with the D behind his name. Councilman Mark Conway. If he was just going up against a Republican, he still wouldn't have done any ads. Let's be honest. Ugh. I wish we were more competitive. I don't blame the MDGOP for the fact that we have a hard time winning seats. You know, as long as they get out there and do the outreach. All right, coming up next, let's go to the Supreme Court and then also Wes Moore's meltdown on social media over his polling numbers.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Touting the success of Operation Epic Fury, President Trump says the war in Iran is winding down and should be over very soon. In the meantime, he's warning Tehran to make a deal with the U.S. or else Iran's power plants will be hit hard in the coming weeks. The president's White House address was delivered last night. NASA's Artemis II lunar mission is off to a solid start, with last night's launch from the Kennedy Space Center. Four astronauts are on their way to a close encounter with the moon. A new agreement on Department of Homeland Security funding means a partial government shutdown, the longest such shutdown in history, could soon be over. An undersea magnitude 7.4 earthquake has toppled buildings in parts of northern Indonesia, sent people fleeing from their homes, and at least one person was killed. On Wall Street, stocks down sharply. This is SRN News.
Spring is here, and it's time to get moving, exploring, and enjoying whatever activity awaits you this season. But if stiff, achy joints are holding you back, listen up. Glyco Plus is your ultimate joint health companion. It's an advanced blend formulated specifically for rescue natural supplements to help keep your joints flexible and moving comfortably. And right now, listeners can buy one, get one free with code RELIEF. Powered by patent collagen and a research-backed green-lipped muscle complex, Glyco Plus supports healthy cartilage and actually helps to cushion joints for smoother movement and reduce stiffness, promoting better overall mobility you'll notice over time. Just go to res-q.com and use code RELIEF to buy one bottle of Glyco Plus, get one free, or call product consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Start embracing an active life with comfort today. Shop Glyco Plus at res-q.com with code RELIEF.
AP Sports, I'm Geffen Cool Ball. Victor Wembanyama amassed 41 points and 18 rebounds to lead the Spurs to their 10th straight win, 127-113, against the Warriors.
We still want to attack 82 games, so
we can't miss out on games like this.
Jaylen Brown's 43 points powered the Celtics past the Heat 147-129. DeMar DeRozan scored 28 to pass Dominique Wilkins for 17th place on the NBA's all-time scoring list. College basketball, Kansas men's coach Bill Self is returning for a 24th season with the Jayhawks. MLB, Paul Goldschmidt hit a three-run homer in the Yankees' 5-3 win over the Mariners. Sandy Alcantara threw the first complete game of the MLB season with a 93-pitch shutout in the Marlins' 10-0 rout of the White Sox. And Tiger Woods has formally turned down the Ryder Cup captaincy as he steps away from golf activities. Geffen Coolbaugh, AP Sports.
You've planned for everything. Your retirement, investments, and even your next vacation. But a plan for long-term care? Not so much. Let's face it, no one wants to think about needing care someday, but ignoring it? That's not a strategy. Wesley Secure Care is a membership program that helps you stay in the home you love and maintain the lifestyle you love while securing the care you may need later. Visit our website, wesleysecurecare.org, or give us a call, 410-324-2400, to learn more.
Your Fox 45 forecast, cloudy skies will linger throughout the day, keeping temperatures in the mid-50s. Overnight, skies will be mostly cloudy with some patchy fog. Temperatures fall to the upper 40s. It'll be back to warm temperatures with highs approaching 80 tomorrow under partly cloudy skies. We'll stay in the 80s on Saturday. Then on Sunday for Easter, we have the chance of showers. Temperatures will be lower with highs in the upper 60s and low 70s. We'll dry out by Monday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Jasmine Lomax for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
File your taxes for free with TurboTax on Intuit Credit Karma. Just file your own in the Credit Karma app by February 28th. Valid for those who didn't file with TurboTax last year.
Looking for smart financial insight? Tune into On the Money with Gil Kuda. Hear strategies, market insight, and investment guidance for today's investors. On the Money with Gil Kuda. Saturdays from 1 to 2 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Previously on Casey and Company.
And Blue City is led by Blue Democrats. Doesn't matter what city it is, their ideology is ancient. It's wrong. It's not going to fix anything. That's the reason why we need to root out the fraud and pay back the American taxpayers.
We have been ripped off, not by just foreign countries, but by our own country, by both parties taking money and spending it to addict people to government. Start your morning with Maryland's Wake Up Call. Casey and Company, weekday mornings at 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. We got lots to still talk about today. We better get on this, all right? Hopefully you guys are having a great morning here. Happy Thursday to all of you. Happy Passover. And tomorrow, of course, is Good Friday, so Olivia's excited. She doesn't have any school tomorrow. She's off, so she's already happy. They only have half a day today, by the way. And then on top of it, they have a pizza party. I say, you're just living the dream, huh? You're just living the dream. Well, after her terrible day yesterday, I guess I'm glad she's having a great day. It's terrible because of me. Anyways, real quick, I wanted to mention, I don't know if you guys saw this, because I have a feeling this is going to heat up a little bit here in the days to come. State Attorney Ivan Bates, he actually released the names of all those that have endorsed his re-election bid. And of course, State Attorney Ivan Bates is the state's attorney in Baltimore City. And on that list, he had an endorsement from Mayor Brandon Scott. Now, I thought it was interesting. I thought it was interesting because, as I mentioned, at Mayor Scott's State of the City address, he didn't really mention Ivan Bates, and he didn't really give him a whole lot of credit for helping with dropping the homicide rate. He talked a lot about GVRS, Safe Streets, Monzi. He had them up there on stage in his theatrical performance. But Ivan Bates was not part of the performance. He was not there. He was not there. And a lot of people, we've done the polling before. I know that there's been other polls that have been done across the region. And many people do credit Ivan Bates with the significant drop in the homicide rate, which makes sense because when State's Attorney Marilyn Mosby was in office with Mayor Scott, you still had over 300 plus murders a year. So the fact that Ivan Bates is locking up repeat offenders and he's actually prosecuting these individuals, it makes sense that the rate is now going down because you don't have the same old people out there shooting and killing everyone in the name of, you know, whether it's drugs or turf or whatever. So anyways, the list drops. Mayor Scott's endorsement was on it. Mayor Scott has now said that he did not endorse State Attorney Ivan Bates, and he said that they're still discussing the matter. Here's what I will say to this, because first and foremost, how dare you? How dare you? Now, I know that Mayor Scott was mad at Ivan Bates because he said he doesn't want to work with GVRS anymore. But we understand why he doesn't want to work with GVRS or Monzi. It is because their financials are, you know, I don't even know who's doing their financials over there. But they're out of sorts. And if you're the state's attorney and you use taxpayer funds, why on earth do you want to be, you know, attached to anything that's going on there, especially with the IG investigation? You know, now you've got the mayor saying that the IG, by the way, Isabel Cumming, can't sue the city because she actually works for the city. I don't know if that's going to play out in court, but she's trying to get some of this information unredacted so she can do her investigation. Mayor Brandon Scott right now looks extremely shady. Mayor Scott looks very shady. And so I was actually shocked that Ivan Bates would even want his endorsement. But I guess if you're the state's attorney, you're thinking, all right, everybody knows I have to work with the mayor. Everybody knows here I'm basically the top cop in Baltimore City. Why not have the Baltimore mayor's endorsement? But that was my thoughts on it, just in case you guys kind of missed that. For me, I would say Ivan Bates doesn't even need Mayor Scott's endorsement. I would think it's the other way around. I would think Mayor Scott needs Ivan Bates' endorsement. So I thought it was interesting. But anyways, I have a feeling next week we're going to hear more about this. Because now he's got to straighten this up. I mean, now Ivan can't leave it the way it is. He can't leave it with Scott saying, oh, well, we're thinking about it. he can't leave it like that. He's going to tie up the loose ends. Let's see, I got a caller that wants to weigh in. Sean in Pikesville. Sean, what do you think of the Mayor Scott and Ivan Bates drama?
Well, I just want to ask a question, and people should look this up, because you can look up who's running against Ivan Bates or any other candidate for the upcoming primary and, of course, the general. And if you go and look it up, Ivan Bates, as far as the office, his office of state's attorney, he's the only one running. So, I mean, basically, who gives a rip? He's the only one running. So this big deal about an endorsement, and I've been a campaign strategist for years, Obama campaign, Ehrlich campaign, local campaigns. I've done this. I've been there, did that.
Nice.
So, and I'm still getting involved in another campaign, which I will be bringing up on a later date. But he's not running. Ivan Bates, listen, everyone, Ivan Bates is not running against anyone. So since he's not running against anyone, I'm trying to figure out why in the world is the news, Fox, I saw the report last night, why is everyone talking about the endorsement with Brandon? I mean, he's not running against anyone. That's all. I'm just putting that out there, that Ivan Bates is not running against anyone. He doesn't have an opponent. So it really doesn't make a difference about this endorsement by Brandon. And even if he was running against someone, why would anyone want Brandon to endorse them? That is ludicrous.
Yeah, well, Sean, I didn't realize it was you, Sean. This is my friend, Sean. Sean, why does it matter for Bates, though? That, I guess that's my question. Why did he need to drop an endorsement list at all?
Well, this is what's going on, Kim, and I've been kind of sending you information and so on about the situation, but it's ongoing, and there are going to be things that people are going to be finding out about, and maybe, just maybe, because of these issues that are going to be ongoing. For example, this I'm just giving you a reason why he may be doing this. Ivan Bates teamed up with the Conaways. Xavier Conaway and Belinda Conaway, and they had scathing audits. Belinda Conaway's office, the Register of Wills office, the Office of Legislative Audit found $1.1 million missing. So I asked Ivan, and they came back. Hassan Giordano, who is another character, came back and said, oh, no, we're not going to answer that question. And that question is, why are you teaming? You don't need the Conaways. Why are you teaming with people who have all this, they have multiple investigations going on, federal investigations, the office of, I believe, state prosecutor's office may be becoming involved as well. You have the Ethics Commission investigating. You have a state investigations between these two and their offices. So, again, why would Ivan Bates decide, hey, let me go ahead and team up with these characters? So maybe he knows that something's coming down the pike, and he's trying to do a preemptive and get in front of it by having the mayor teaming up with them and endorsing him.
Yeah, I mean, that could be, Sean. I was thinking possibly Ivan Bates wants to run for mayor, you know, in the next coming years. And maybe he wants to say that Brandon Scott gave him the endorsement for a state's attorney.
As a strategist, that would make sense, considering Zeke Cohen's alleged possibility of running for mayor, as well as other higher offices, from what I'm getting back. But that would make sense. But I'm just giving you another skew on what the possibility could be.
Well, I appreciate you, Sean, as always. Thank you so much. You and your beautiful wife have a happy Easter.
Okay, you too, and your lovely daughter.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, that's Sean Sims there. It is interesting that Ivan Bates, again, even if he was running against, 10,000 people, Ivan Bates doesn't need Brandon Scott. That's why it's got to be something else going on here. I got Al in Woodlawn. Hey, Al, how are you?
Fine. I'm off for about the next 2 weeks. I won't be ducking and dodging.
Oh, that's right. Happy spring break to you.
Yes, I'm telling you. Kim, first of all, I want to say that you and your family have a happy and a safe Easter.
You too.
Enjoy yourself, you know.
Thank you.
Kim, I think Ivan Bates is going after the mayor's endorsement, because when the mayor runs for a high office, then he can, you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours, And I think that's why he's doing that. And Kim, I'm going to be real quick. A couple of weeks ago, you took some grief from a caller because you said all you saw was black youth, African-Americans, running in the stores. And I know you remember the call, and he gave you grief, about saying that, you're just making it a race thing. And my wife and I were talking about it. She said, you tell Kim, yeah, that's right. That's all you see on TV, on the news. You see the black kids running into these stores. You don't see the white kids or the Asian kids, And she just wanted me to make sure you get your props.
Well, I'll tell her I said thank you.
Kim, you have a lot of patience. Like I told you before, I worked in a deal for over 20 years. You have more patience than me, because I know if I was in that studio and if I saw on that screen who some of these callers were, you face it, you take it, and I just want to give you your props. I'm going to let you get to some other callers, and I just want to know, which dinner invitation are you going to take for Easter? Are you going to take Governor Moore Less's invitation, or are you going to take the mayor's invitation for Easter dinner?
As soon as they invite me, as soon as Hannah sends me an invitation, the First Lady of Baltimore, Al, thank you so much. I hope you and your family have a happy Easter as well.
We will, and I'm just so thankful, Kim, to be living in a country right now where I have a friend who lost a son years ago who was in the service, and we went to middle school together. And living in the country we live in, and after having an administration that allowed over 100 attacks on our service people before we even responded, I'm glad that, he's doing what he's got to do over there in Iran, and I support him 100%. 100%.
Same.
All right.
Thank you, Al.
You take it easy. Be safe. Enjoy your Easter.
Thank you. You too. Right. You too. Thank you. Happy spring break. Yeah, no. Callers do call in with a lot, and that's fine. We want to get everybody's opinion. I just feel as though, this whole thing with Ivan Bates, like I said, we'll talk about it more, I'm sure, next week when more comes of this, but he doesn't even need Mayor Scott for anything. I mean, it's you're Ivan Bates. And as far as I'm concerned, you are the mayor. You are the mayor. You're the mayor and the state's attorney, as far as I'm concerned. Anyways, we'll continue to watch that. I did want to go to the Supreme Court if I could. Obviously, the president was in the Supreme Court yesterday, which, you know what? You don't usually see. You don't usually see that at all. But they're talking about citizenship and birthright citizenship. And we've had that debate on this show a few different times. But I want to just make sure you hear where this kind of stands. They're going back and forth, the justices, on whether or not President Trump could get his way in this scenario. But I want you to take a listen because, you know, again, I'm on Trump's side. I know some callers that, you know, they want me to push back against Trump. They're not going to want to hear this. But I agree 100%. But I've got a sound here. Jonathan Turley was on Fox News with Laura Ingraham. They were chatting about it. Take a listen.
Jonathan, I was just thinking all morning long, the president has not sat through an oral argument before, I don't believe. And this one was for the ages. But what do you think he probably thought? Where's the common sense here?
Well, that was the second great question, whether the president could sit absolutely silently as an argument went on that he felt strongly about. So we answered that question. He was able to do that, but it must have been hard at points because I'm sure some of these questions were maddening. The fact is the policy is maddening. It's perfectly insane. That's why very few countries accept birthright citizenship. And so the difficulty with this case is that it's hard to really justify the policy when you look at what's happening with, you know, in China alone, hundreds of these tourism sites are sending people over for the sole purpose of having children here. Only a moronic nation would allow that type of industry to flourish. None of our allies do in Europe. But these justices really were grappling with over 100 years of precedent. The hilarious aspect of this, Laura, and I'm sure you felt the same way, was to hear the liberal justices who rarely allow the language of the Constitution to stand in the way of a preferred interpretation. But they seem to be channeling Scalia today, you know, talking about, you know, we really have to go back to that original intent. And you know, it's pretty clear this is the English rule. And that obviously played to the conservative justices. But, you know, in my Supreme Court class, and we talked about this case, we presented it, I often ask my students in predicting the outcome whether we have a default case. Sometimes you have a case where everything's in equipoise for justices. And the question is, where do they run home to? And for conservatives, they tend to run home to this place. They tend to follow the precedent. They tend not to read too much into the language. And that's benefiting the left here.
All right. Again, that was Jonathan Turley on with Laura Ingraham on Fox News. You know, in the beginning of that clip, I was like, you could hear her laugh. I will tell you real quick, you know, I used to go on Fox News often way back when, but in the studio, of course, sometimes I was on her show or I was on the show before Laura Ingraham's. And I met Laura Ingraham. And I can tell you, she is one of the scariest women I've ever met. I tell you what, she is like, you know, she's a very serious, very organized, and like she is, you can't even crack a joke with her. Laura Ingraham is the real deal. But then everybody tells everyone, you know, how nice she is. She is nice. But boy, oh boy, she's like a drill sergeant, in case you're ever wondering what Laura Ingraham's like. Anyways, I did want to just note here, because obviously a lot of people talking about this. Just so you know, even Justice Roberts, his comments in the Supreme Court yesterday, it's a new world, but it's the same Constitution. So it doesn't appear at this point that they are going to side with the Trump administration. But I did want you to hear, we get back, I want you to hear from Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson on birthright citizenship, because she made a very interesting comment, and the anecdote that she used was so bizarre. It reminded me, honestly, about her comments. Remember when she was being confirmed and she was asked what a woman was and she couldn't tell anybody? It's the same thing. And a lot of people are talking about this in relation to the fact, well, you're on the Supreme Court. That's a lifetime appointment. Do we really have to deal with this woman for her entire lifetime? I hope not. Anyway, stay right there. We'll continue this conversation. If you want to weigh in on birthright citizenship, of course you can. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. It just looks as right now, it appears the Supreme Court will not do anything to ban birthright citizenship. And, you know, it is what it is, but we'll have to watch and see it play out. But I do want you to hear what Ketanji Brown Jackson had to say about it coming up next.
A pension is everything in retirement. A game changer, as they say.
Touchdown!
Why? Because a pension guarantees your income for the rest of your life, no matter what happens or how long you live. All of your bills, all of your monthly expenses covered. That's the difference between people who truly enjoy retirement and those that stress and worry about what's happening in the world. Now, I know what you're thinking. I never worked for the government, and my company never offered me a pension. Well, good news. I'm talking about private pensions called annuities, and anyone over the age of 60 is eligible.
Incredible!
We can quickly and easily tell you exactly what your guaranteed lifetime monthly income will be with just a simple phone call. Imagine the peace of mind that comes with a guaranteed paycheck every single month for the rest of your life.
Mega win!
Find out your guaranteed lifetime monthly income. There's no obligation. Call Adam Waskey, 877-817-2338. That's 877-817-2338.
I'm Kim Klasick. I want to introduce you to my friend and a great patriot, Rod Wittstadt. Rod is a United States Naval officer and has been practicing law in Maryland for 33 years.
Hi, this is attorney Rod Wittstadt. I charge a flat fee of $525 for a simple will, legal power of attorney, and advanced medical directive. That's $525. When you call me, you get me, not some junior attorney or paralegal.
Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL today to schedule a free consultation.
Hi, Dr. Lairfield here. If you're dealing with missing teeth or loose dentures, we can help at the Smile Design Center. You'll walk out feeling confident, comfortable, and looking great. Call me at the Smile Design Center now for a free consultation at 410-321-1100.
Stay connected and informed with the latest news at the top of every hour. Then talk about it.
Wouldn't you like a little excitement for a change?
On Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And WCBM.com. The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
All right. President Trump was in the Supreme Court yesterday, hearing oral arguments and debates over whether or not his executive order ending birthright citizenship stands a chance. Well, Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson took word salads to a whole new level. A whole new level. Look, as another fellow black woman, I have no idea where she was going with this. Take a listen.
I was thinking about this, and I think there are various sources that say this, that you can have, you obviously have permanent allegiance based on being born in whatever country you're from. That's what everybody recognizes. But you also have local allegiance when you are on the soil of this other sovereign. And I was thinking, you know, I'm a U.S. citizen and visiting Japan. And what it means is that, you know, if I steal someone's wallet in Japan, the Japanese authorities can arrest me and prosecute me. It's allegiance meaning can they control you as a matter of law. I can also rely on them if my wallet is stolen to, you know, under Japanese law, go and prosecute the person who has stolen it. So there's this relationship based on, even though I'm a temporary traveler, I'm just on vacation in Japan, I'm still locally owing allegiance in that sense.
What? What are you saying? What is she talking about? I only played that for, you know, my enjoyment. I mean, it's pure entertainment because it has nothing to do with what they're discussing. And she was going off the wall there. You know what? I would love to see, and again, that was Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson. I would love to see if she has ties to George Soros or even the son, Alex Soros. I think it's time to do a deep dive into her campaign donations. Because the way that she's operating, honestly, number one, I think she's a very intelligent woman. I don't think she's this stupid. I really don't. I think that she's playing dumb. I do. I think she's playing dumb, similar to Jasmine Crockett. Remember, Jasmine Crockett, an attorney, if you ever see any of her videos or interviews from when she was in the Texas State House, she's a very intelligent, articulate woman, Jasmine Crockett. But she played dumb. She played, like, ratchet as a character, right? She was like, remember that show Martin? And he was like that character, Shanae? That was what Jasmine Crockett was doing. She's a very intelligent woman. Very intelligent, but she was pretending to be dumb. She was pandering to, I guess, in a sense, in her view, in this base of dumb black women, which, if you look at it truly for what it is, I mean, it is absolutely disgusting and racist and all of the things, right? I mean, because that's what she was doing. She was pretending to be a stupid black woman to be relatable to black women. Think about that. Think about that. And I think that's what Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson is doing. She's pretending to be a dumb black woman to relate to, in her mind, dumb black women. And at the end of the day, and I said this earlier when we were talking to Sean Sims and even Tori Snow, you need the black woman vote, especially the Democrat Party, if you're going to win, right? Wes Moore can't win without it. And so I think that's what they're doing. I think in their mind, they're pandering to that base. And as a black woman, I'm insulted. Right? I'm insulted. This is disgusting. But I guess there's so many that can't see it. I don't know. Well, anyways, that's where currently the arguments stand. We'll continue to watch and see what happens. And we'll talk about it at that time. Coming up next, let's go back to Governor Wes Moore and his poll numbers and the heckling he received on opening day.
Annapolis is crumbling and taking your hard-earned dollars with it. Wes Moore and the Democrats are destroying our economy, driving up energy prices, prioritizing criminals over victims, and destroying our communities. I'm Shirai Yousefi, and I'm running for delegate in Harford County because we need fighters in Annapolis who will hold Wes Moore and the Democrats accountable. I'm Shirai Yousefi, and as your delegate, I will fight for policies that prioritize fiscal responsibility, affordability, public safety, and investment in our communities. Vote Shirai Yousefi for delegate on June 23rd, 2026, and visit YousefiForDelegate.com for more information. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Shirai Yousefi. Treasurer Andrew Horbach.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Oil prices have been rocketing higher this morning. The energy markets are still on edge about the Iran war. Wall Street, though, has recovered all of its big losses from earlier in the day. Now, President Trump insists the war is winding down. He says it should be over very soon. In the meantime, he warns Tehran to make a deal with the U.S. or else.
We're going to hit them extremely hard over the next 2 to 3 weeks. We're going to bring them back to the Stone Ages where they belong. In the meantime, discussions are ongoing.
The president's White House address delivered last night. The Senate has sent its proposal to fund most of the Department of Homeland Security back to the House, marking what could be the beginning of the end of the historic partial government shutdown.
The Senate's action, taken in a mostly empty chamber just after 7 a.m., came less than a day after President Donald Trump effectively endorsed a two-track strategy for DHS, funding most of it through a bipartisan deal with Democrats, then using the party-line budget reconciliation process for immigration enforcement activities. Now the bill is headed back across the Capitol. The Senate approved Thune's motion Thursday to set aside the House plan, an 8-week all-DHS stopgap, and instead give it a second chance to pass the Senate bill, which omits funding for ICE and parts of Customs and Border Protection that Democrats oppose. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
NASA's Artemis II lunar mission off to a solid start. Last night's launch from the Kennedy Space Center. 4 astronauts now on their way to a close encounter with the moon. Commander Reid Wiseman says they're taking in a million-dollar view along the way.
We've got 2 moon rises that we've had so far, and the views of planet Earth. We've circled it completely.
completely, and we forgot how beautiful it is to look down on Earth.
This mission will not include a moon landing. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 87 points, while the NASDAQ is off 43. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Not just overweight, you're in survival mode. No pill or crash diet is going to fix that. They don't address why your body is storing fat. At PhD Weight Loss, they treat unwanted weight as a symptom, a signal that your metabolism, hormones, and stress response need attention. Fix that, and the weight comes off naturally. Call PhD Weight Loss, mention Mike G, you'll get 2 weeks free, and they'll pay for your food. Call 864-644-1900, 864-644-1900, mention Mike G, or go to myphdweightloss.com.
Your dog and a stranger are drowning. You can only save one. Who do you choose? Dennis Prager says your answer reveals everything about how you define right and wrong. In his new book, If There Is No God, Prager exposes the danger of emotion-based morality and why, without objective truth, society descends into chaos. This isn't a religious book. It's a rational case for moral clarity in a confused age. If There Is No God, from Dennis Prager. Order now at PragerStore.com.
Good morning. It's 11:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Audiology Associates. Anne Arundel County Police have arrested an alleged road rage suspect. The victim told police a man in another car pointed a gun at him Tuesday night in the area of 97 Route 32. The victim took down the suspect's tag number and called 911. Police located the vehicle at Annapolis and Telegraph Roads, and they arrested Adam Weimer of Indian Head. Police say they found a loaded handgun in Weimer's glove compartment. And police have arrested a 14-year-old repeat offender on an open warrant for a failure to appear in reference to a 2025 robbery. The teen has 10 previous arrests for failure to appear, theft, robbery, and assault, and he was taken to the Juvenile Justice Center, where he was again released on electronic monitoring. Brandon Scott says releasing repeat offenders puts their safety and the public safety at risk, and the case underscores the need for a new approach to young people in the justice system. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. I would like to talk to you today about balance problems, also known as dizziness. One out of every 10 patients who visits their family doctor complains about dizziness. 25% of the time, balance problems are related to the ear. At Audiology Associates, we can not only diagnose the cause of your balance problems, but if it is appropriate, we can also provide a treatment plan. You need not be bothered by dizziness anymore. So call our main number at 410-944-3100 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
WCBM News Time, 11:05. I'm Maggie Hunter for Stein on Sports. The Ravens are reportedly leaving the country this season, according to Gianna Han of the Baltimore Banner. The team will take on the Dallas Cowboys in Brazil. The game will be played Week 3 in Rio de Janeiro. This will be the Ravens' third international game and the first outside of England. WCBM News Time, 11:05. The Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast is next.
Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. Don't forget to ask about our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservations, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. Visit us right now and take advantage of our extensive inventory of firearms and accessories. Visit freestategunrange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improve.
WCBM News Time, 11:06. Here's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Your Fox 45 forecast. Temperatures remain in the 50s throughout the day. Then tonight, we'll drop down to the upper 40s under mostly cloudy skies. Some patchy fog is possible. We'll get back to summer-like temperatures tomorrow with highs in the upper 70s and low 80s with partly cloudy skies. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Jasmine Lomax for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
53 degrees in Bel Air, 55 in Edgemere, and 57 in Ellicott City. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com.
This hour is brought to you by Timkyle Heating and Cooling, trusted local experts keeping your home comfortable year-round.
Kim Plasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Thursday. Also, happy Passover. If you're just joining us, I have to ask you, where the heck have you been? We've had great conversations thus far. Of course, starting the show, we were talking about President Trump's message to the world last night. At 9 p.m. Eastern, he did break down where we currently stand in Iran. And that goes to the question of the day. If you haven't already, go to WCBM.com or go to the app. It's free in the App Store, by the way. If you haven't downloaded it, I mean, at this point, you're just procrastinating, okay? It's free. It's a free app. WCBM 680. The poll question of the day brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Are you satisfied with our current position in Iran? That is a yes or no question. We did have many people that weighed in this morning on that. So far, we heard a lot of yeses, and we've heard some noes. And so we'll get into those polling results in about 30 minutes or so. But go ahead and take part in that poll. We were just briefly talking about birthright citizenship. There were debates in the Supreme Court yesterday. President Trump was there in the Supreme Court. You never usually see that from a president. But he had his executive order, because executive order, I guess, is on the line, ending birthright citizenship. As many people pointed out, and I, you know what, I feel the same way, and I would assume many of you feel the same way, but, you know, I believe birthright citizenship was for slavery, right? I don't think it was for illegals coming into our country and hoping to be an acre baby. I mean, that's, it's ridiculous, and no other country does it, but we'll see what the Supreme Court has to say, because, of course, they're relying on the Constitution for their answer here, and I guess it's how they interpret it. All right. And so we've had this debate here on the show before. We also were listening to some comments from Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson. Again, I have no idea where she was going with her anecdote there about being robbed. I mean, she's just, it's just off the wall. But I'm not surprised. I do think that she's compromised in some way. And one of these days, we'll get to the bottom of it. It's not going to be today. We were also talking about Artemis II and how that has launched from the Kennedy Space Center. We were listening to some comments from our Baltimore County Executive, Kathy Doesn't Want to Work Clausmeyer, as I call her. And she was basically excited. Mr. Wiseman, one of the astronauts, is from Cockeysville there in Baltimore County. And so she actually posted a video. And that was proof of life for me. For Kathy Clausmeyer, because anytime we have anything else going on in Baltimore County, she's nowhere to be found. Nowhere. But she commented on Artemis II and the launching. We also spoke to Tory Snow. He has his latest op-ed in the Baltimore Sun about affordability here in the state of Maryland. And that kind of goes into what I want to talk to our next guest about. There's a couple of different things I want to talk to our next guest about. But one being, obviously, the gubernatorial race here in the state of Maryland. And also in regards to Governor Wes Moore and how people, especially young people, are observing what's happening across the state and how the governor is doing in his position. Right now, I'm very happy to be joined on the line by Josh Kanak, legislative analyst. Good morning, Josh. How are you?
Good morning, Kim. Thank you for having me. How are you?
I'm doing well. Now, Josh, I've met you many times at many different events across the entire region. I know you're very dialed in. And, I kind of want to ask you first and foremost, because I know that you're very dialed in even in national politics and what's going on with the Department of Defense. I wanted to get your reaction to President Trump's comments last night and our current state in Iran. I mean, how do you feel about that? And do you know what some of the younger people or younger voters are thinking at this time?
You know, I did hear a little bit about what he said last night, and honestly, I trust him to make very good decisions pertaining to Iran. Look at, here's the fact of the matter is, no other president in my lifetime, at least, has been able to do what he's done in Iran, and for more so foreign policy in a broad sense. I mean, I feel like no president has been able to really, been able to really clench the fist and say, no, enough of this. We are going to do what President Trump did in Iran, do what he did in Venezuela, and really end this and say enough is enough. And I definitely appreciate him for doing that. I mean, as far as how young people feel, oh boy, I definitely am hearing that not a lot of people are happy with what he's doing, and you know, the raising hell about, you know, the oil and gas prices and things like that. But you know, I just have to remind them that look at this leader in Iran was a horrible, terrible leader who was oppressing individuals in Iran. And you see people in the streets, I'm sure you've seen it, and Iran celebrating the fact that we destroyed and knocked out a dictator. And I can't be any more happier, and I'm sure a lot of people feel the same way, as far as destroying a dictator. There is no place on this planet for a dictator.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, look, there's quite a few of them out there, but I think, you know, a lot of people also, and I believe this, Josh, you know, our tax dollars, in my view, from what we've seen from other presidents over the years, is really funding terrorism. And, you know, especially here in the homeland. And I just think that that is just ridiculous. And hopefully we do get to see some kind of outcome here, some kind of result that we can be happy with. Josh, I did want to ask you, speaking of the homeland there, I did want to ask you, obviously you're watching very much so what's going on Capitol Hill. Right now, it seems to me, and you can correct me if I'm wrong here, it seems that the Democrat Party, even though they are in the minority on Capitol Hill, it seems that they have some power, some leverage, because here we are, we're trying to pass the Save America Act, we're trying to pass some kind of funding, right, for TSA and for ICE and everyone over that's under the DHS umbrella, but for some reason, we're not getting it done. In your view, Josh, why aren't we getting this done?
You know, I feel as though there are so many reforms that need to be made within Congress. You know, partially, I feel like, you know, why are we dismissing for recess for so many weeks, for 2 weeks at a time? And this is a question that I've raised for quite a few years, and for that whole month of August. I've proposed no more August recess, no more district work periods until the budget is passed for the entire fiscal year. Every member of Congress needs to be in Washington dealing with this budget until it is passed, period. Period. That is, the Congress has the power of the purse, as stated in their Article 1 powers. So I feel like that is definitely one of the barriers that they face. As far as the Save America Act, I feel like we definitely need to talk about nuking the filibuster and how to go about doing this. I mean, if you asked me a few months ago if I thought we should do it, you know, I'll be honest, a few months ago, I would have said no, but quite, you know, I would say maybe February, I started to think maybe this is the path we need to go. I mean, it seems like the Senate is not getting a lot done, and it's disappointing. It makes me infuriated, and it goes back to the whole DHS bill, too. I mean, look at the people that are suffering. Look at TSA. Look at the long lines. Look at the workers that are now struggling to pay their mortgages. I mean, thank you to President Trump for paying the workers. But before that, I mean, look at the people, again, that were struggling to pay their mortgages, struggling to pay their bills. And I don't get it. I really don't get it. I feel like the institution, Congress itself, it's broken.
Yeah.
We have so much work.
Yeah. No, Josh, again, we're speaking to Josh Kanak. He's a legislative analyst. Josh, you know, like you said, a few months ago, I don't think I would have talked about ending the filibuster. And I can even say, if you recall, when did we lose him there? Uh-oh, we might have lost him. Let me ask my producer. We'll hopefully get Josh back on the line. But I can recall when Senator Angela Alsobrooks debating Governor Larry Hogan. You guys probably remember that debate, which I was not excited about. And I even said that I felt like Governor Hogan felt like he had to tap dance around certain things because, you know, as soon as you look like you're attacking a black woman, everybody will be all over you, right? But at that time in the debate, you had Senator Angela Alsobrooks say that she wanted to end the filibuster. And, you know, and then I said then, I was like, wow, this woman sounds kind of extreme. She sounds crazy. And so, Josh, I feel you on that. Josh, I'm glad that you're back there. I wanted to ask you, you know, because like I said, I see you all around the Baltimore region with many of the candidates running this election cycle. First and foremost, thank you for helping so many candidates. Secondly, I wanted to ask you, when it comes to young voters, they're looking at this gubernatorial race. I'm sure they're looking at their vehicle registration fees. They're looking at, you know, the affordability crisis that we have here in the state of Maryland. Do you know if they're leaning towards a particular candidate at this time?
You know, I'm not quite sure who young people are actually rooting for. Honestly, at this point, I'm not quite sure. I'm not that tuned in, unfortunately. But I'm sure in the next few months, I will hopefully be able to know. I wish I had an answer.
So you don't know exactly where they stand. You know, when it comes to the candidates thus far, even with voters in general in the state of Maryland, are you dialed in enough, you know, going to these different events to see if there is a front runner among Republican voters?
You know, I would say definitely. I would say, you know, as of this point, I could definitely say that, you know, there is definitely a clear front runner on the Republican side, yeah.
And who would that be?
I would definitely say that it's John Myrick.
I think we were losing him in and out there. But so John Myrick, you know, there's a lot of people that do like John, a lot of people like Ed Hill Sr. I guess looking at a candidate like Governor Moore and looking at his latest poll numbers, Josh, do you feel as though that, you know, whether it's those two or Dan Cox or whoever's in the race, do you feel like Governor Moore at this point can be beat?
Yes. I 100% do. As long as you know, affordability is hit on, and look at everything he's done pertaining to vehicle registration and taxes and fees. Absolutely.
All right. Well, we'll leave it there. Hopefully, we'll get him here soon, and we'll get more of our candidates on the show. We've had quite a few. I think we still have to bring on a couple more that I even saw at the debate in Annapolis, which was well attended. But hopefully we'll know here soon. And if you are dialed in at some point and get us some answers here on the younger voters, we would love to hear more.
Will do. Thank you.
Thank you. Again, that was Josh Kalak. He's a legislative analyst. And I really do want to know the answer to this, because that's key for me. I mean, look, I understand Gary Collins, and we'll get to that in a little bit. He was talking to voters in Baltimore City, black voters specifically, and a lot of them that were in that interview, we'll play the sound here in a little bit, but a lot of them are not sold right now on Governor Moore as they were back in 2022. And young voters, believe it or not, if you look at the precinct data, young voters do come out even during the midterms. And I think that this might be a good chance for the MDGOP to pick up some of those voters. Not quite certain, but I think so. For me, anyways, I look at the situation and I think, you know, if everyone is complaining about the cost, and on the national level, we can't really do a ton. We could have done the gas tax holiday, but on the national level, we can't do a ton when it comes to gas prices. Young people, even if they're living at home, many of them still are paying for the gas in their car. And because of that, I would think that they, you know, might have a say here. But then again, it comes back to, how do you get that message out? How do you make sure those young voters know that the price, the cost, see, this is what I was talking to Tori Snow about as well, the cost, a lot of this happens on the state level. And Tory, he even mentioned his son, which I met his son before, a bright kid. Even he has a hard time understanding it. That's going to be the key here. All right, we get back. I do want to get into Governor Westmore's approval rating. I do want to get into the comments and the interviews that Gary Collins with Spotlight on Maryland did with Fox 45. Also, you might have saw a mom in Baltimore going viral. She recognized her son in a TikTok video. Her son was stealing from another man, and she stepped up. This is the kind of mom I want to go viral, so we'll talk about that. And then also, House Bill 744. Have you heard about the Good Cause Evictions Bill? Well, apparently, I thought it was dead. You had it, before crossover day, this bill was dead, but now it has been reignited, and again, it's an attack on landlords. So we'll talk about that more coming up next.
Pay a visit to Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville, and you'll find in their beautiful showroom a tremendous selection of appliances from refrigerators to outdoor kitchens and grills. And Jarvis has an extensive delivery and servicing area throughout Maryland, as well as southern Pennsylvania. Remember, if it cools, freezes, washes, dries, or bakes, sizzles, or air fries, you'll find it all at Jarvis. Go to JarvisAppliance.com. It's JarvisAppliance.com. Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville.
Bud's at Silver Run. What a great way to celebrate our 17th anniversary. Winner, best fine dining. Winner, best seafood restaurant. Winner, best crab cake. Thank you, Carroll County, for voting Bud's at Silver Run the best in Carroll Magazine's first annual Reader's Choice Awards. Carroll Magazine Reader's Choice Awards, the best of Bud's at Silver Run. For reservations, call 410-346-6816 or visit us online at budsatsilverrun.com.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Hi, this is Scott Jennings. You've seen me battle the left on CNN for years. And now you can hear me every weeknight at 9 as I continue to slay the liberal narratives. Join me for unmatched political insight, high-impact interviews, and sharp-witted commentary that cuts through the noise. It's my job to arm you with common sense and shape the national conversation. Don't miss the Scott Jennings Show weeknights at 9, Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Thank you, Josh Kanak, legislative analyst. And we'll talk to him, I'm sure, as things start heating up. I did want to mention, we have a lot going on next week on the show. On Monday, we do have Brian Fletcher with Free State Gun Range. He's going to join us in the 10 o'clock hour here live in studio. I said before, I have so many questions when it comes to gun owners and what the current law here is in the state of Maryland. I feel like it changes all the time, and there's always bills in Annapolis that attacks the Second Amendment right. I wanted to ask him more questions, even pertaining to what happened there at Arundel Mills Mall, and he's not going to know the details of that specific case. Obviously, that's an ongoing investigation, and as far as I know, the six individuals, remember, they have three in custody. And three of them that are still on the run that attacked a gentleman there in Arundel Mills Mall on Saturday of last week. And, of course, they shut the mall down. You had people running and screaming. It was total mayhem. But that victim had a gun on him there in the mall. And so then it became like this situation where they were wrestling for that gun. Anyways, I wanted to talk to Brian Fletcher. We're going to do that on Monday at 10. More about what you do in that situation. And I want to know more about our rights as gun owners in that situation. And, what is the right thing to do? There's also other scenarios I want to ask him about. And if you want to ask Brian questions, kim@wcbm.com is my email. And so feel free to send over questions that you might have for Brian Fletcher with Free State Gun Range. Also, of course, on Monday, we'll still hear from Delegate Kathy Schlage, Delegate Ryan Araki. I do plan on asking Delegate Kathy Schlage about the treasurer and the 65-foot yacht that was financed and more about where that is currently sitting. As you heard, that treasurer, well-known in GOP circles, has been indicted. Of course, he's innocent until proven guilty. But I do have questions in regards also on Wednesday. Oh, no, wait, on Tuesday. Did you get that clip I sent to you, the audio clip there, Brian, the producer? On Tuesday, you guys, listen to this. On Tuesday, we have a candidate that is running for county or city council there in D.C. Now, I came across his social media page, and I saw this video. I'm going to play it for you here in just a second. But I reached out, and I said, hey, would you like to come on the show and discuss your point of view here further on juveniles? And we have the same issue here in Baltimore with the link-ups and everything like that. But I want you to listen to this city council candidate on how he would attack the issue of juveniles that are running, you know, chaotically through the streets. Take a listen.
This is Dr. Oye Owolewa, candidate for council at large, and we are right here in Navy Yard where a lot of young kids are coming here in the middle of the night and fighting. And what we're seeing is a council that's considering extending juvenile curfew, which, to be honest, does not work. We should be instead investing in programs for kids to enjoy and to play and make up for those lost 2 years during the pandemic when they weren't able to work together, to socialize, to learn how to de-escalate from problematic situations. I propose bringing some movies here, having kids share popcorn, have cotton candy, and be able to hang out without causing trouble. So I say no to a juvenile curfew, yes to more programs. Together, we can make D.C. safe, healthy, and enjoyable for people of all ages, especially our youth.
All right, so that doctor will be on the show with us on Tuesday at 10 o'clock. And I want you to definitely set your alarm, you know, put it in your calendar. He's saying no to juvenile curfews and yes for more like rec centers and programs. And he believes that those kids that were linking up, because we talked about that, the Navy Yard situation, you had kids, you know, running around with guns on them. There were arrests made and everything. He believes all they need is a movie night. I can't wait for him to explain this one to me. Anyways, he'll be on the show on Tuesday. Jacqueline Stevens will join us on Wednesday at 11. Hopefully, we'll still have Delegate Nino Mangione on with us on a Wednesday at 9:35 a.m. Jacqueline Stevens is running in Baltimore County's District 8. Then on Thursday, Dominic Martin, he's running in 44B in Arundel County. In Arundel County, excuse me. He'll join us at 10:35. Of course, as always, we'll have Tori Snow on at 10 a.m. So a lot of different voices next week and other candidates in other areas. Also, I'll see many of you this evening. I'll be in Harford County with Shariah Yousefi. She's running in Harford County, and so we have that big event. It's also on my Facebook if you want to take a look at it. That starts tonight at 6 p.m. So I'm excited to see many of you there. Also, I just wanted to mention, and this is in the Maryland Matters, the Maryland Matters website, if you want to take a look at it. House Bill 774, good cause evictions legislation gets surprise revival as session winds down. So House Bill 774 did not have the votes to get out of the Economic Matters Committee on Monday, but passed comfortably in Wednesday's reconsideration. We get back. I do want to mention this as we go into some of this, you know, the interview with Spotlight on Maryland. But I just want to mention more about this bill, because it is a bill that, quote, protects tenants from being kicked out of their housing without, they say, without justification. Imagine what that means to a landlord. You see, we still don't have our squatter bills, right? Don't have that. Gary Collins exposed that. Still don't have those bills on the table. But now we're doing more to protect tenants and stick it to the landlords. Stay right there. We'll discuss more coming up next.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump says all of America's core strategic objectives in the Iran war are just about achieved. Chief among those objectives, making sure that Iran will never have a nuclear weapon. The Russian energy minister says Russia plans to send a second tanker of crude oil to Cuba, effectively circumventing the U.S. energy blockade on the island. The long-running partial government shutdown may soon be over. There is a fresh Republican-authored plan for funding the Department of Homeland Security. Senate may take it up as of today. A historic moon mission is underway with last evening's launch of four astronauts from the Kennedy Space Center. Watching Wall Street this morning, stocks narrowly mixed at the moment. The Dow is down about 66 points, while the S&P is up 1 point. The NASDAQ, 8 points in the red. More details at srnnews.com.
You're not just overweight, you're in survival mode. No pill or crash diet's going to fix that. They don't address why your body is storing fat. At PhD Weight Loss, they treat unwanted weight as a symptom, a signal that your metabolism, hormones, and stress response need attention. Fix that, and the weight comes off naturally. Call PhD Weight Loss, mention Mike G, you'll get 2 weeks free, and they'll pay for your food. Call 864-644-1900, 864-644-1900, mention Mike G, or go to myphdweightloss.com.
Your dog and a stranger are drowning. You can only save one. Who do you choose? Dennis Prager says your answer reveals everything about how you define right and wrong. In his new book, If There Is No God, Prager exposes the danger of emotion-based morality and why, without objective truth, society descends into chaos. This isn't a religious book. It's a rational case for moral clarity in a confused age. If There Is No God, from Dennis Prager. Order now at PragerStore.com.
AP Sports, I'm Geffen Cool Ball. Victor Wembanyama amassed 41 points and 18 rebounds to lead the Spurs to their 10th straight win, 127-113 against the Warriors.
We still want to attack 82 games, so we can't miss out on games like this.
Jaylen Brown's 43 points powered the Celtics past the Heat, 147-129. DeMar DeRozan scored 28 to pass Dominique Wilkins for 17th place on the NBA's all-time scoring list. College basketball, Kansas men's coach Bill Self is returning for a 24th season with the Jayhawks. MLB, Paul Goldschmidt hit a three-run homer in the Yankees' 5-3 win over the Mariners. Sandy Alcantara threw the first complete game of the MLB season with a 93-pitch shutout in the Marlins' 10-0 rout of the White Sox, and Tiger Woods has formally turned down the Ryder Cup captaincy as he steps away from golf activities. Geffen Coolbaugh, AP Sports.
I'm Kim Klasick. I want to introduce you to my friend and a great patriot, Rod Winstead. Rod is a United States Naval officer and has been practicing law in Maryland for 33 years.
Hey, thanks, Kim. It's attorney Rod Winstead. You know, I've been advertising with you for some time now, but I want your listeners to know that I can help them with many different legal matters. I advertise here because I want to help your listeners with affordable legal representation. Again, when you call me, you get me.
Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL today to schedule a free consultation.
Your Fox 45 forecast. Temperatures remain in the 50s. Overnight, we drop down to the upper 40s and low 50s with mostly cloudy skies and patchy fog. Temperatures will be summer-like tomorrow with highs in the upper 70s and low 80s. We'll have a mix of sunshine and clouds. We stay warm with highs in the 80s on Saturday. Then on Easter for Sunday, temperatures will be in the low 70s with rain. We'll be in the low 60s, but dry and sunny on Monday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Jasmine Lomax for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, Greg Talbot with Strategic Tax Resolution. Tax enforcement and defense strategies have changed a lot over the last year. After nearly 5 years, the IRS has restarted automated collections. You could be next for bank levies and wage garnishments. Ignoring the issue is not an option. Call 443-367-9000 to get protected. You have unfiled returns or can't renew your license? We work directly with the IRS and state so you don't have to. Let us use our proven strategies and experience with the IRS and state to resolve your tax issue. Qualified clients have cut their tax debt by more than 90%. How would that feel? Act now to learn the latest updates to tax relief programs. Your eligibility might not be the same. Strategic Tax Resolution, local, trusted, A-plus rated by the BBB. Call 443-367-9000. Ask for me, Greg Talbot, 443-367-9000. You've got a guy on your side. StrategicTaxResolution.com. Get relief.
File now with TurboTax on Intuit Credit Karma. They'll find every credit and deduction. Or your money back. File in the Credit Karma app.
Looking for smart financial insight? Tune into On the Money with Gil Kuda. Hear strategies, market insight, and investment guidance for today's investors. On the Money with Gil Kuda. Saturdays from 1 to 2 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, from Oreo Park to Brooklyn Park, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, we're just listening to a little bit of sound, if you will, from our guest on Tuesday, Dr. Owalawa. That's how you say it. There you go. Brian's laughing at me. But he's running for city council in D.C. And just like in the White Marsh area, and I believe there was another so-called link up that happened in the, the Bethesda area? Possibly. But it happened a little bit further south. But, you know, the kids were running amok and, you know, dancing on top of cars and doing all kinds of things. Well, the link up in D.C. at the Navy Yard, that resulted in juveniles being arrested with guns on them. And so the doctor who's running for city council, like I said, he'll be on the show with us on Tuesday. He believes that there shouldn't even be a curfew for juveniles. He says all they need is different activities to attend, possibly a movie night, rec centers. I got a caller here, John in Glen Arm. John, do you think the doctor's correct? All these kids really want is a movie night?
Oh, absolutely, Kim. Programs are so much better than parents. You know,
right.
Why would you expect the parents to raise the children when the taxpayers can fund a program so that the parents can step back and go to a rooftop deck at night and just get stoned?
Yeah. My favorite is when they do the day drinking, like the brunches, and they're just they're dancing all day and have no clue where their kids are. So they're dancing all day, then they're drunk all night, and kids, I mean, you know, they don't care.
We were down at the Navy Yard on Saturday for a wedding, and we finished up about 10:30, went back to the hotel. Everybody was pretty tired because we had been down there again earlier Friday night. And so we're going to say, hey, let's check out the rooftop deck. We had some relatives we hadn't seen in a little bit, and we went up there, and it was an open-air hookah lounge with, you know, pot. You couldn't help but, like get inebriated with the stuff. And it was awful. It was the pot was the spoiler of the evening. And every time I smell it in Maryland when I'm driving around, I think of Wes Moore's considerable investments. You know, over 40% of his blind trust is in the marijuana industry. So
They're
studying it, they're going to find out that it's bad for you. And they're going to say, oh, sorry, we'll pay for your health benefits for the rest of your life because we decided to pass this stupid law.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a sick cycle, you know. Well, John, I'm glad you weren't even, you know, you weren't in a situation where things got too wild down there, but nobody likes the smell of marijuana, I guess, unless the smokers do, I guess, but nobody else that has it.
Secondhand smoke, it's good for you. Secondhand smoke's good for you. If it's taxable marijuana, Westmore can benefit from it.
Yeah, I totally had forgotten about that. Well, John, thank you so much. I hope you have a happy Easter.
You too, Kim.
Thank you. You know, it's really a shame. But when we talked to the doctor on Tuesday, I'm just going to ask him straight up. Like, this has been done so many times before. Why do you think it's going to work now? I mean, they have the rec centers in D.C. already. Why do you think it's going to work now? And then just like John pointed out, why not get the parents involved? Why do I have to pay as a taxpayer for any of this stuff? You know, I said plenty of times before, I got a little pushback because I said, you know, the Baltimore City Police, they're not your child's baby daddy. And I meant every word of it, because when the squeegee kids were out of control, you saw the police out there having like a heart-to-heart talk with some of these kids, you know, that are, you know, hitting and denting cars with their squeegees and, you know, shaking people down. I'm like, dude, I mean, this is not on the police to get your kid out of the street and, you know, shaking people down in traffic. But that's how they acted. And that's another thing. And I know I said it before. You know, this whole thing, and I think it gives this false reality. Like, I understand that the police have to connect with the community. But when I see those videos going viral of, like, police officers, you know, at cookouts or, you know, block parties dancing or playing basketball or football with the kids, it's like, you know, I understand there should be a connection to the community. But let's not forget that they're also law enforcement. They are the authority of the law, okay? And I don't want the lines to be blurred, all right? You know, Officer, you know, Johnson is not your best friend. And if you're doing something wrong, it's not your time to not comply because you think Officer Johnson's your friend. That's how I feel about that whole situation. I know I talked about it before. All right, something else that I talked about before that I got to talk about today, and I didn't realize this. We were talking about the boos that Governor Wes Moore received on opening day, but I didn't realize he was also heckled at Pickle's Pub before the game. He was doing like the celebrity bartender situation and handing out beers and things like that. And there were people right there in front of his face screaming at him. And he kept putting his head down. He kept trying to ignore it. And in that situation, that's the best you can do. But this should be a wake-up call for Wes and his entire team. Gary Collins with Spotlight of Maryland has the interview. Take a listen.
I think that we need better direction because it's not going too well.
Our team set out this week to get a pulse check of what people think about Maryland under Governor Wes Moore. We met Karen in West Baltimore, a lifelong city resident.
Do you believe that the governor of the state of Maryland is to blame for some of the things that we're seeing?
Absolutely.
Out of the 42% of surveyed Marylanders who disapprove of Wes Moore's job performance, 24% of respondents who disapprove say it's because of poor leadership, dishonesty, or personal dislike. The second highest category behind raised taxes and fees.
Do you think that Governor Wes Moore is honest and trustworthy?
I don't know him personally, but just his track record, I would say no.
Why is that?
Because of his track record.
A few reasons that some Marylanders say Wes Moore is dishonest or untrustworthy include claiming he has turned a budget deficit into a surplus, alleging Marylanders were getting a tax break despite a historic $1.6 billion tax and fee hike, claiming an upbringing in Baltimore but raised out of state, and questions that remain unanswered about his military, academic, and athletic records.
Do you think that the governor is trustworthy and honest with some of his intentions and some of the things he says?
Some stuff, yeah. I would say he's being honest, and some stuff, not.
Well, I would say, you know, I understand. No, Boogie.
Not directly addressing why he was booed on opening day at Camden Yards, dubbing it a conspiracy that's a one-off, is yet another example.
There's a reason why we still, and I still am one of the most popular governors in the country, because I think people continue to believe in the work that we're doing.
They are booing his policies that affect us in a devastating way.
Baltimore pastor P.M. Smith addressed the boos and the governor's response on Fox 45 News on Tuesday.
Number one, he has a history of pathological, it might be pathological, mistakes in memory and recall. He lies.
Meanwhile, at Pickle's Pub outside Camden Yards in 2025, Governor Moore dodged our questions about a then-pending reparations bill as he was heckled from start to finish during the 2025 opening day photo op.
Well, my apologies. That was 2025. He just wearing the same outfit. All right, so he was booed last year. All right, but now he's on the ballot. Did you guys see that last year? Brian, did you see that last year? The you suck? I missed that. Here's what I'll say. I wanted to tell you about his spokesperson, Carter Elliott. He's on X, and he works for the campaign side. He was, you know, with his office, but he was with him even, you know, when he was running in 2022. And as I said before, you know, Carter Elliott, he walks around. If you ever see him, he's, you know, on the shorter side. He's got red hair, a beard, and he walks around with a professional camera literally around his neck. Like, it's a huge camera. I know it cannot be lightweight, okay? But he walks around with this camera taking pictures of Governor Wes Moore, you know, every 5 seconds. And, you know, he does a lot of the social media videos. I'm sure he does a lot of the, you know, the edits and pushing a lot of that stuff out. Well, yesterday online, you had Ed Hale Sr. and even John Myrick responding, and Dan Cox responding to, you know, Governor Wes Moore's latest polling out of UMBC, which showed that now he only has a 48% approval rating. So just so you know, Ed Hale Sr. posted, he says, the people of Maryland have spoken. It's time to change course, learn more about my priorities. And that's all he said with, you know, this little clip that says help is on the way. But that's all he said on the bottom. And let's see. And so then he's got, so then Carter Elliott requotes, like, quotes that post from Ed Hale Sr. And he says, the last time the people of Maryland actually spoke, And he has this screenshot, a screen grab of the 2022 election results showing, you know, Westmore winning with 64.7% of the vote, Dan Cox losing 32.2% of the vote. And so he says this to Ed Hale Sr. Now, he says the same thing to Dan Cox, because Dan Cox, he posts the poll as well. And he goes, hey, Dan, he beat you by 30 points. You know, he said he did was run to Pennsylvania for a job. He was talking to Dan Cox. But see, the whole thing with Ed Hale Sr., this is why some people say this isn't going to work with people that have not gone against Governor Westmore in the past. Okay, because he did say the same thing to John Myrick as well. But at the same time, it's like, okay, well, you know, think about it. Even Ed Hale Sr., you know, he's coming into this fresh, you know, just like many of those candidates. And Westmore has no idea how he's going to do against those candidates, especially on a debate. So then Carter Elliott had to go back online because he realized that the Ed Hale Sr., that post, doesn't work with him. You can't post Dan Cox election results to Ed Hale Sr. and think people care. So then he goes back online and says, Ed, you bankrupted a bank. A literal bank is what Carter Elliott said. And so he keeps going and going and going. And that's what I said. They were having a complete meltdown on social media yesterday. And you don't usually see this from the Moore campaign or from the team. And so this just tells you that they are worried. They are worried. And like I said with Gary Collins there on the interview, the black woman he interviewed at Mondawmin Mall, I mean, for her to say that he's untrustworthy, and then you look at the UMBC poll, and many people are saying he's untrustworthy. He really thought that he could, you know, he could really sell that lie. We went from a deficit to a surplus, when in actuality, we went from a surplus to a deficit. He thought people were believing him and that they wouldn't take a look at the actual numbers. Turns out they know absolutely it's a lie. We go to the phone lines here. I got Raymond in Rosedale. Hey, Raymond, are you Hello. Surprised that people knew that Governor Westmore has been lying about the surplus?
I think people believed it in the beginning, and that they figured that Hogan was lying about the surplus. I think that's the way it was. And they were so excited about voting for a Democrat that he could have sold them ice in Alaska. And I thought to myself, something's wrong here.
No, yeah, something's very wrong. And now you see the polling numbers even dropping. I guess, Raymond, let me ask you, do you think a Republican has a shot in November?
I would hope so, because we can't keep going down this road that the Democrats are shoving on us. You know, they couldn't even stand up to feel sorry for the ladies, the people that have been killed in this country. They couldn't even stand up for that. And they couldn't even give Marylanders a tax break for a month because they said that's going to cost us $100 million. Well, what did it cost us in 2022 when Russia invaded Ukraine? They gave a tax break because they can't stand Donald Trump. And everything is about what they can't stand about Donald Trump.
Yeah.
He did not raise the taxes here in Maryland. He did not run through a surplus in Maryland. He did not cut off all the energy supplies that we had so that we have to buy our energy. He didn't do any of that. And I'm wondering, why don't people start thinking for themselves instead of being told what to think? And that's what's happening with our school system. The kids only know what to think instead of how to think. And
yeah.
Teachers union love it.
Yeah, they're the ones that promote it. They don't want people to be able to critically think for themselves. And that's why I say to some of the detractors that call the show, I'm like, look, you would think you would be more concerned with the education system and how these schools are setting these kids up to fail and not for success at all.
Yes. I can tell you one time one of the kids had a problem and got into a fight. And I said to the teacher, well, maybe the father should come up there and spank that kid in front of the class, and everybody would do better then. And the teacher said, well, if the parent did that, then we'd have to support the call the parent in for childhood abuse to children. And I thought to myself, well, that's why you don't have any discipline in schools, because you can't control your classes. You got to realize, I'm on your side. I want these kids to be teachable so that you don't have any problems fussing about discipline every day.
Yeah. Yeah, we wanted to be teachable so they could go on to be employable. Raymond and Rosedale, thank you so much. I hope you have a happy Easter.
Oh, thank you. Same to you.
Thank you.
I'm off of dialysis right now
okay.
for the moment.
Well, good.
So later.
Okay, good. I'm glad you're feeling well. Thank you, Raymond, so much. Have a great weekend.
You too. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter. Thank you. Yeah, no, then we have some serious problems. But I just want to go back here real quick. So, you know, this is what they found out poll-wise. You know, the shift comes after unresolved questions and controversies. And the public confidence is chipped away on, number one, claiming that Westmore has turned a budget deficit into a surplus. That nobody bought that. Alleging Marylanders were getting tax breaks despite a historic $1.6 billion tax and fee hike. Asserting an upbringing in Baltimore, but raised out of state. See, that's the one. That's the one here. Okay, so that woman that spoke to Gary outside of the mall there in West Baltimore, she was talking about him being untrustworthy. In Baltimore City, for many Baltimoreans, it is very important, if you claim that you are from Baltimore, it is very important to them that you are actually from Baltimore. And that's why you have Mayor Scott say over and over again that he's from Park Heights. Okay. For some reason, it's extremely important. They believe that you experienced the same life they experienced, and they want you to be as relatable as possible. And so Governor Moore essentially lied about that. And in 2022, remember, all this was kind of coming into question, but I don't think they had a definitive answer by Election Day. And they definitely didn't have it before the primary. So then once it got to the, you know, general election, you basically just had, you know, Dan Cox against Governor Moore. And at that point, they definitely weren't going to vote for Dan Cox in Baltimore City, right? Well, anyway, so now they're looking at this and saying, wow, he lied about growing up in Baltimore. And now they have a definitive answer. The other piece of this, questions unanswered about his military, academic, and athletic records. Saying that you're in the College Hall of Fame and the College Hall of Fame doesn't exist for University of Maryland. Again, another horrible lie. Anyways, we'll discuss more when we get back. I also just want to tell you a little bit about the Baltimore mom that has gone viral. Also, 11-year-old twins, wait till you hear what they were involved in. Spring is here, and it's time to get moving, exploring, and enjoying whatever activity awaits you this season. But if stiff, achy joints are holding you back, listen up. Glyco Plus is your ultimate joint health companion. It's an advanced blend formulated specifically by Rescue Natural Supplements to keep your joints flexible and moving comfortably. And right now, listeners can buy one, get one free with the code RELIEF. Powered by patented collagen and a research-backed green-lipped muscle complex, Glyco Plus supports healthy cartilage and actually helps to cushion joints for smoother movement and reduced stiffness, promoting better overall mobility you'll notice over time. So just go to res-q.com and use the code RELIEF to buy one bottle, get one free of Glyco Plus, or you can call a product consultant, 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Start embracing an active life with comfort today. Shop Glyco Plus at res-q.com with code RELIEF.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
If you're taking a closer look at your financial future, now is the time to talk with someone you trust. Own a business and want to understand your valuation or start planning an exit strategy? Maybe you want a fresh set of eyes on your investment portfolio. That's where Tim Herb, financial advisor at RBC Wealth Management, comes in. Tim explains things clearly, helps you build a plan, giving you confidence and moving forward. Connect with Tim Herb, RBC Wealth Management. Take the next step toward a more secure financial future.
RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC. Registered investment advisor and member NYSE FINRA SIPC.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey guys, it's Carson. Thursday on the show, Ketanji Brown Jackson continues her reign as the dumbest U.S. Supreme Court justice in history with her idiotic arguments for birthright citizenship. Former federal prosecutor Doug Burns joins us to discuss.
You can testify, but you just can't win, because I'm here to tell you, you guilty as sin. Here comes the judge.
Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Stay connected and informed with the latest news at the top of every hour. Then talk about it.
Wouldn't you like a little excitement for a change?
On Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com.
All right, I just want to clear something up, too. I mean, when it comes to Governor Wes Moore's military, academic, and athletic records, I don't think he can make it out of a Democrat primary in a presidential race with those questions. So I just want to clear that up for Carter Elliott or anybody on his team that could possibly be listening to the show. I don't think you are. I think Pete Buttigieg is going to run, and I don't think he's going to allow you to get past that because he's got his military record. And I don't think Gavin Newsom's going to let you slide, too, with this, Maryland Hall of Fame that never existed. So, you know, if Governor Moore thinks that he can be the president as soon as 2028 or 2032, I think he's got another thing coming. And I don't even think a Republican is really the obstacle at this point. I think it's more a Democrat. I don't think he gets out of the primary. All right, I was telling you about the Maryland Matters article real quick, the bill that protects tenants and basically flames landlords bill, House Bill 744. I thought it was dead. It's not dead, apparently. But I just wanted to know exactly what this means, because the General Assembly, for some reason, they love renters and hate landlords altogether. And so this whole thing, you know, without cause is what they're calling it. And that's not the case, all right? So as Maryland lawmakers consider allowing local good cause eviction protections. And so what it does is it gives landlords basically no ability to move tenants out even at the end of their lease or if they suspect anything related to a dispute over a bill, anything like that. So if you wanted to end a lease and say, I don't want this rental property to be a rental property or even not renew a lease, what they're doing is they're saying a landlord shouldn't be able to do that. A landlord cannot make that call if this bill goes through. So check out House Bill 744. It's absolutely insane. And, you know, talk about a housing shortage. You'll see more of that if landlords see this bill. They would, I'm sure, pull their rental properties off the market as soon as possible. Also, a mom goes viral in Baltimore. Her son, 30 years old, believe it or not, decided to steal from a man in Catonsville that has like a food truck. Well, that man couldn't take any legal action. He did call the police. They said there's nothing you can do about it. So he posted the video of him stealing online on TikTok. The mom saw it and actually brought the money that her son stole back to the food truck owner. Isn't that nice? And of course, I'm sure she yelled at her son for embarrassing her on TikTok. All right, we got lots to talk about tomorrow. As always, Brian, thank you for a great show. I'll talk to all of you tomorrow at 9 a.m.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
ZipRecruiter.
This is the right choice for Maryland.